out of here.
Rod saw me replying. Hey, what's y'all status?
Man, I was busy trying
Then I said, what about you, Ralph? Rod replies, y'all can start.
I was already...
You could have said, hey, man, Ralph's not coming. We over here worry. We worry, man. We thought he might be dead. He might be crashed somewhere. Might be on the side of the road crying somewhere.
No.
Shit.
Welcome.
All Right could have got him. You don't even give a fuck. All
Right could have got him.
Yeah. Kanye and his people.
Kanye and his homies could have got him.
Hell yeah.
We have to send Childish Gambino to go get him. Rescue him.
Childish Gambino and his white wife to go get him.
Yeah, the black saviors. Cloak and dagger.
Stupid.
Oh,
Jesus.
Shit.
Stupid.
You got Keenan and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Hey, people, before we even start, do us a favor. Listen to us on the Radio Pub. Download the Radio Public podcast app and listen to us on there, because we're Radio Public. If they listen to the show in the app, they run ads on our show, and you know we get a piece of that.
Okay,
we get a piece of that. So
yeah, well, what Ken said, go listen to the. I'm gonna say the app name. All right, wrong,
let's just take some time to turn our phones off and.
Mine's on vibrate.
Yeah, here's how. Yeah, they. You can pass that around. Pass that around the class.
Ken, I feel like you've been working
when we're not recording the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is a real shitty start. What's happening?
I was about to ask the question. I mean, I don't know if this is going to start like a conversation.
That fucking die.
All right, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
But I was just going to say, I know y'all saw like Jordan Peele posted like a poster
called
Us. Movie. Yeah, Us. Yeah.
So excited.
Did he mention anything like what was that going to be about? Or anything?
All I know is it's going to be another like horror movie, but social issue themed.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think he's given details.
Okay.
I know Lupita Nyong'o. I can't pronounce her
Lupita
name.
Nyong'o.
Lupita.
Yeah, I know she's going to be in it.
I'm excited.
Really? What, Ken? What terrible joke do you have?
It's not a joke.
What happened?
He stole
Q idea.
Shut up. No, he didn't.
Have we heard anything from that, though?
You just did.
Yeah. That's
not it.
Uh-huh. Who was it made by? Us.
Yeah. All of us on Twitter.
Yep.
Shut up.
That, I'm sorry, Q, you the homie, but that would be fucking hilarious.
Because his people didn't reach out to him, right?
Yeah. And they got that idea, and they're like, all right, we out.
Oh, man.
Because for the picture, you just see like a picture of two people, like what they.
Yeah, right? One of them is a blurred out side view of Q's face. That's the most pub he's gonna get from this shit.
That's messed up. Did you see it, Rod? Did you see that? You see it?
Mm-mm, I ain't seen
it. Yeah, it's like a picture. It's like a poster of
I'm
it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And it said March 2019.
If you haven't seen it, it'll be on the Instagram and Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook too.
It won't be on Q's Instagram though.
Y'all dirty as hell. Oh my God. Y'all dirty as hell.
Oh, wow. Shit.
That can't be it.
It's not.
I know.
It would be funny, though.
But if it is, we'd be like, Q, why you ain't at the premiere, dog?
Oh, shit. He can't even get a ticket.
He didn't get a ticket at the premiere.
He can't even get a Fandango code.
He can't get a Fandango code.
Wait.
Like, now my AMC Stubbs member, man.
Wait. Here's the thing, though. Do people even know who y'all, what or who y'all are
it
talking about
matter.
Right now?
Q knows. Part of the conversation is for
this
Q.
But parentheses inside joke.
I'm not laughing at this. I don't care. I'm laughing.
Q. I know. I'm laughing, Q.
I'm laughing.
Golly.
Oh, that's Jesus. Fucking hilarious. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm hyped, man.
Maybe they'll send him a poster.
I'm excited.
Let's just hope he can do a good follow-up.
That's what I was thinking. So y'all think he can follow up that?
Of course. Why the fuck not?
Follow up Get Out?
His first movie.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I know that's
a lot of people jump out with a good first. Mm-hmm. And then the second one's like, what the hell?
That used to be a thing back in the day. Yeah. I don't know if it still is. It used to be like there were albums, too. Y'all remember that?
Oh, of course.
Sophomore Slump and all that?
Sophomore
yeah.
Slump.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the bar.
I think Jordan Peele's got, huh?
No, I just said the bar was set high.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, way high. But he's got too much on the line to fuck up, so.
Mm-hmm. But I heard.
Hey.
Wow.
I heard you guys talking earlier. I after watching the last episode of The Walking Dead.
You mean Fear the Walking Dead?
Fear the Walking Dead. I was like, okay, I think I'm on board with
you. Me too. You watching it too?
I think I'm on board with this.
You knew that. We talked about that last time.
But I thought one of y'all gave up.
I did. I gave up, but then I went back.
No, it's,
I mean, I gave her another chance.
Mike, like, I want that old thing back.
And all that shit.
Mike, like, I want that old thing back.
With me for a minute.
Because you know what? I think they're actually in the same timeline as Walking
Dead.
They
are. And that was the part that I thought was kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because it okay, so Walking Dead has been on the air for how many? Like 9 years.
Yes.
This shit just started. How are they 9 years in?
They it took me a while. They just jumped ahead. See? They just jumped all the way ahead.
We're not saying the show's good.
I know.
We're just saying we watch it.
And there was a lot of things that happened at the end of season three that they haven't explained yet. They saw they showed like one flashback because Nick has like PTSD from what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to watch it to, you know, won't spoil it. But yeah. So but then I started thinking, I was like, you know what, this might not be bad, especially finding out, you know, why Nick, you know, exited. So
are they talking about Morgan at any point?
Yeah, like, Morgan's been on it.
Right, I'm just saying, like, what's like his story? Like,
he just, you need to watch it. He just showed up.
I ain't gonna say
his story. I'm telling you, this season has been from The Walking Dead. There's nothing added to it.
See, I thought what they were gonna do is they were gonna act like this was before, like this was Morgan before he got to Rick and them's crew.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they did. Instead, they just made it to where Morgan just walked off,
left
the crew, and then just showed up.
Oh, really? He walked halfway around the country.
Right. He got from fucking Virginia. To where are they? In somewhere like close to California.
Yeah, I was saying damn near in California for what I remember.
But I thought it was supposed to be like a prequel.
On feet.
That's what we all thought, but they ruined that.
And that's what I was going to say. That's where I think they messed up. Because I would have loved to have seen what happened when Rick left and Rick's story continued. What happened with Morgan between that time and
with
the
his
moment.
Kid?
Yeah, with his kid, his wife. Could they never show what happened? Did he, you know? It's, it's a lot that could have been told.
That's right, you
moment.
On it now. I keep forgetting. Yeah. I say, what the fuck you talking about, right?
They fucked up. They keep fucking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah. But I will say that so far, this current season, even though I don't like that they killed Nick, spoiler alert, too late, haha. I don't like they killed Nick, but the season, it's been pretty cool.
Yeah,
the way that they're doing things with the choppy, like, back and forth jumps, it's actually done pretty well.
And you don't know what's happening. Like, that's what I'm like, what the fuck happened?
And we haven't felt like that in forever. Like, where you're really like, oh, I really need to watch the next episode because I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like that now. So I'm on board for right now.
Okay.
Sorry, Sophie. We're ready. Well, I mean, we've been ready, but we just needed to
get that out.
Talk about this is part of the show notes. I'm like, what are y'all talking?
Oh, okay. Neither is this. So Young Thug and Future apparently got each other's names tatted on them.
Who cares?
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
Is that real?
No, I mean, I just came across this. I guess they were having a sit down with Spotify, and I don't know whose quote this is, either Thug or Future. This sounds like something Thug would say. But he said, man, me and this nigga got each other's names tatted on us. That's how we feel. It's forever. I didn't know that they were friends like that. Ken is making a very funny face. Do you have thoughts? Is that it? Okay, great.
That's a no for me, dog.
that's a pretty. I mean, it couldn't be me. Like, would y'all get somebody's name tatted on you?
No,
I would not get any of y'all's names tatted on me.
No,
I didn't. Ask
I don't even like y'all that much.
Damn.
So,
I
wouldn't get yours either, Rob. Fuck you too.
Nobody in general.
No,
say
nobody,
what?
Nobody ever.
Maybe his child.
Maybe yeah.
I, dads
I mean,
have a
I don't have any
tattoos
usually.
Ross scared of needles.
I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Okay.
Wow. I don't know, man. That seems
And I'm not scared of needles.
Like, of course it seems odd. That's why I'm like, why are we even really talking about
because
this?
Because it's weird as fuck.
Is it?
It's
Young Thug and Future. Is it really that weird?
It is weird, dog. Like,
I feel like it's weird for Future.
Rap BFFs? Like, is that what they are? They're going to come out with
them. I thought him and Rich Homie, Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan would have did something
I thought
like
they
that.
Didn't like each other anymore.
Oh, they didn't?
I thought they were Young Thug and Rich Homie Quan. Weren't they beefing?
Where did you see that story from?
He's somewhere
in the shade room.
Rich Homie Quan, didn't he transform into designer?
Oh, my.
Didn't he?
No, he didn't, man. They
he look said like the same person.
He said, did he transform into designer?
I'm pretty sure they're the same person. I bet they won't go on tour together because it's the same motherfucking
person.
Oh, man. That's Clark Kent and fucking Superman.
No, that's not it.
I bet you money.
Anyways,
next.
Yeah, that's like
something actually interesting. Preferably.
I don't know. I think that is. I don't know.
Why would anybody care what two dudes got tattooed? I don't give a fuck.
That's like when I saw when they
I just thought it was odd.
They show Drake unfollow Rihanna on Instagram. I'm like, so what? Like,
and then you just brought it up on the podcast.
No, I'm just saying that's the same.
You cared. You went and looked. You went and checked.
Yeah,
you
did.
Damn it. People retweeted.
He did.
Facts only.
Yep. He went through all of Drake's followers. But oh, he sure did. Nope. How about that?
How many people Drake
I'll
followed?
Be damned.
I don't know.
Drake is in Instagram. Atlanta randomly. I have no idea. Did y'all see that?
He's always down here trying always to steal music.
Mm-hmm. Jump Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, right? That's there his three is. Places. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, he was out past like Georgia State and at Lenox and shit like that. I feel like he's up to something.
Drake was?
Yeah. Well, why are you making that face like he don't
his
come
team
to
out
Atlanta?
Of the playoffs. He ain't got saying. Shit else to do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So.
I mean, Rihanna ain't here, so it's safe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Rihanna was here?
No, I said she's not here, so it's safe.
Oh,
why yeah. would it be not safe if she was here? Is she trying to get him jumped?
No,
Drake
very,
a stalker?
No, it's very obvious that I think Drake feels a way about.
She's trying to get screwhead on Drake.
No, I like okay. So basically, Rihanna did this article talking about you know where she's at right now, like in life, blah blah blah. And she's basically dating this guy who is not Drake, and he's like some billionaire. She's like you know super in the cut with him, but they talked about her VMA appearance a couple. Year, I think like a couple months back or something like that. Basically, when she was accepting an award, Drake kind of like was presenting the award to her and leaned in to kiss her, and she curved him. Like, oh,
I remember that was like, what was that? I forgot which awards were, but
yeah, I think it was like the
that.
VMA Awards or something like that. And so, anyway, she went to go accept her award, and he was like, you know, I love this girl, and he's just like doing this whole thing, and you could tell like. The look on her face was kind of like uncomfortable, like why is he doing this right now? And then he leaned in to kiss her, and she curved him like on some like, whoa, you're trying to kiss my face.
Oh, so. He's trying to kiss her on the lips?
Yeah. And then she like curved him and like held his neck like on her shoulder, like, please don't do that right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's weird and creepy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she did this interview where she was saying, you know, after that moment, because they had asked her about what happened, and she was like, you know, I just feel like it was just a little awkward, and it was very uncomfortable for me that he did that. We're not friends right now, but we're also not enemies. It is what it is. And so ever since that, I guess he unfollowed her, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that Drake does this thing where he tries to, like, position himself in these places to where in any of his relationships, he kind of, to me, it kind of seems like people are picking up that he seems manipulative. Just with, like, some things that he has said like in his music and his artwork and stuff like that, and how he reflects himself with women too. Like he tries to always put himself in this position of I guess power or something like that, and then plays it as like the nice guy. Like I'm the nice guy, I'm friendly, I'm Drake. But then you can see like he's super passive aggressive when he doesn't get his way with shit. So
get
to
his
me,
ass me too. You better leave them
yeah,
alone.
He
man.
Needs to cut that shit out.
What?
He's
be
right.
A me too movement.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine? Oh my god.
I mean
oh,
that
shit.
Seems a little.
Me
you know.
Too-ish.
Yeah. He on that Me Too shit. Be mute Drake. Hashtag mute Drake on Twitter.
Yeah.
He keep that mess up.
That's yeah, not. Yeah, that's not cool.
We're gonna hear stories.
I would never think that he was. Actually, well, I don't care. Next.
All right, we're gonna hear stories.
Yeah, I'm about to carry this on.
All right. So, do you want to hear something about? Well, this is just kind of a fun fact. Either like U.S. Chart changes or. Do you prefer something about Jay-Z and Tidal?
I thought that was
flip a coin. So not Jay-Z and Tidal.
Neither one of those, really.
Okay.
Go. I want.
But go ahead. Ken wants to hear about Tidal and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
okay. So apparently,
ball so hard. Tidal gonna fire me.
Oh my god. Jay-Z's Tidal is being accused of fraudulently posting boosting play counts and royalty payments to Kanye West and Beyonce.
Just them two.
I guess so. There's basically an investigation going on right now, saying that. His streaming platform Tidal is coming under fire for allegedly manipulating streaming numbers for Beyonce and Kanye in order to allow the stars to receive excessive royalty payouts. So yeah, they launched an investigation. Of course, he's claiming that the allegations are false, but he does have to show up in court to basically testify against what's going on.
Cool.
You think he did it?
Cool
I don't see why he would do that for Kanye though.
I think he would do it.
For Kanye though? For what? For what?
I mean, I definitely
is that like his apology or for not
Kanye said he was out of money. Kanye was broke.
Any money that well, I can't say any money, but wouldn't Jay-Z get a cut of whatever he's giving Kanye?
Probably. I know it was definitely.
Maybe that's why he's doing it.
Kanye's still under like Roc Nation.
Well, they're both. It wouldn't be Jay-Z per se. Like it'd be somebody that's working there, right? Like Jay-Z got time to be trying to let me boost these numbers real quick.
I'm sure
that's somebody in the staff probably did that.
About it though.
Maybe not.
Well, they say
it happened under his watch. Is that what they say?
Exactly.
The report states that the albums of Beyonce and Kanye West, both of whom are artist in title, artist owners in titles, according to the company website. So, I mean, I guess, you know, obviously they have their own share of the company, but obviously it would, in turn out, probably positively affect his pocket. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. J corporate, man. That's how they. That's what happens. That's how you commit those little corporate crimes. He trying to get like them white folks. White folks be doing that type of stuff, manipulating the cooking the books and shit like that. White people be doing all kind of crazy shit, man.
Not cooking the books,
man. Yo, like,
so you think
seriously,
Jay's
if you look,
to do that?
He hangs around with them, rubbing them elbows and stuff. Elbows a little bleached.
I mean, why would anybody be surprised or bothered by that? Who cares? Let them cook them books. It's not gonna affect any of us.
It's not.
I don't have title.
I don't have title either.
Not sure shit wouldn't get title.
Jay-Z ain't about to have title.
Shut up. I was thinking about getting it.
Thinking about getting it.
Only because like they do have exclusive music releases, but I just cannot
Rihanna
say music releases.
Mm. Well, I mean they got Prince on there too. Mm. I don't listen to him, but for people who like Prince, that's fine.
What if this is a ploy by Kanye? What if Kanye set Jay-Z up?
To do
I'm
what?
Glad you
keep
said
talking.
That because we
to
gotta read.
Fucked.
I'm listening.
Why to like, why wouldn't he? they hate each other right now. Win. Yeah, and because he didn't wish him well when Kim got kidnapped.
You know, I still don't believe that happened, but
it don't matter. But I'm just saying. Yeah.
How would he do
maybe.
It? Like, what do you mean?
Look, he got Donald Trump in his corner. What you mean, bro?
It's the president.
You don't think Donald Trump could work and get this done? All you got to do is text Putin, be like, Putin, hook it up. Putin, like, yeski, yeah. I got
you. You remember what you did?
I got ski, you ski, broski.
You remember what you did like a year ago? I need you to do that thing again.
Help out my friend Kanye.
Yeah. Help out my good African American.
Look at my
African American.
Look at my African American over there. Look at him. Isn't he great?
And he was getting it too.
Hell no.
Anyways.
So is that your theory?
That's my theory.
I don't know.
My completely uneducated, non-caring, but it's still funny theory.
Okay, so I have a question. Now, I know that you guys are talking about this video tomorrow, but there was an article that was basically analyzing the Childish Gambino video. Not the actual video itself, but analyzing the response reaction.
The white reactions?
I don't think it was the white reaction. I think it was the reaction of people in general.
Oh, it's a different article I saw then.
I like the video, but in relation to the article that I was going to talk about, I would just say that I think it's interesting. I just think it's funny how... okay, so basically the article was talking about how Black women can be, you know, innovative as artists in the music industry. But when a Black man does it, he gets all of these credits as, you know, being a genius or being this or being that, when Black women are also pushing the envelope when it comes to innovating musically, creatively, you know, sonically, whatever. And I think that it's great, you know, like what he did is great. But at the same time, I think that everybody, granted, I don't know his views on politics and stuff like that. Apparently people who know and follow him are saying that this particular song doesn't align with his politics, so it doesn't, it's not that deep to them. And some people are like, it's not that deep at all. I mean, I appreciate the video, and I think that it was a creative way to talk about what's going on in America, especially using, you know, all of the, you know, mumble rapping and, you know, the dancing and all that other shit. And, you know, we just kind of use that stuff to cope in a way with what's going on. Okay. For sure. Yeah.
Hey, I never thought about it that way.
Really?
About Black women not being labeled geniuses?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw that argument. They were talking about Beyonce and Janelle Monáe.
Don't they get credit for being brilliant?
No. People don't put Janelle Monáe in the same category as Childish Gambino, which they should.
Yeah.
But I just think that Janelle Monáe is not as outspoken and as loud as he is. Maybe that's what it is.
Because,
I mean, when you watch her interview, she's very, extremely intelligent. She's very
she's
articulate.
Real smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably more articulate, not probably, actually she is more articulate than Donald Glover.
Oh yeah.
But I think that her voice is just not loud like his is. Not literally his voice.
No, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
her impact.
I mean, like she doesn't have as many outlets, or like why do you think that is?
That too. Like her as a package is not as boisterous as Childish Gambino right. as a package. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which she should be.
Yeah. I see a lot of Janelle Monáe love.
Because we're in Atlanta.
Okay. Oh. That could be
that
something.
Is also very true.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm a little surprised.
I don't
speaking
know.
Of her, she...
No, go ahead.
Did you listen to the new album?
She's fucking amazing. Yes, it's incredible.
I haven't seen or listened... Okay, could you clarify this for me? Did you listen to the album?
Yes.
Okay, is it also a visual album?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I only listen to it.
Keita told me it's a visual.
Yeah, it's a visual.
So I was wondering, how do you
it's like
watch
a, it's like a short. It's like a
short film.
Like a film, kind of like Beyonce did, but I think it's a little different
and better.
Stupid.
Ken, don't say that. You're gonna get Sophie pissed
like
off.
What she did.
You're gonna have everybody coming.
I haven't seen
us.
It yet, so I cannot.
I haven't seen.
It, or deny.
I've only listened. To, I've listened to the album 100 times.
Oh, so you ain't seen the visuals? Visuals are dope.
That's cool.
She made like a little visual album.
No. Yeah, it's dope.
Where do you watch it at? I heard it aired on like MTV and BET, but I don't
watch
regular.
One of those.
Exactly.
Oh, she couldn't get HBO.
Well, I guess it wasn't better than Beyonce's.
Ooh,
but
slick.
I don't know.
Slick.
I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know.
B, don't be
it.
Saying that stuff.
Clearly your boy. But no, I would say for sure that I think that black men get passes that black women artists just don't.
What kind of passes?
When I say passes, I mean like, so Beyonce's Coachella performance, whether you've seen it or not, towards the end, she basically performed for 2 hours, a whole bunch of songs. I think it was like 26 songs. Towards the end, she's in her last outfit and she's about, like, you could tell that she was about to have like a outfit malfunction. So one of her, I think her
Janet
left
Jackson?
Titty. Like on some like Janet Jackson shit, and you could see it was like putting her off because she likes to really let loose with her performances, but she was trying to like
about
cover
to really let loose.
Yeah, she hey Ken. Anyway, so she had her hand.
Sasha Fierce, what is
she had to have her hand over her one of her chest, her left boob or something like that, and so she's dancing, still trying to go hard, but only as hard as she can to like not have a nip slip, and she did that because. Everybody saw how the nip slip affected Janet Jackson and her career. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. She was basically outcast for however many years. And I think that Beyonce knows that. And she knows that she can put on, an 11-hour, rehearsal and do a 2-hour performance, but one nip slip, and that's all people will talk about. No? Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
You disagree?
I think her whole titty could have fell out, and she'd have been fine the next day.
I do not agree.
I'll tell you why. Because with the whole thing with Janet Jackson, which I still don't agree. I think it was bullshit the way they did her. But... I think the reason a lot of people justified that is because it was obviously planned. It was clearly like not a malfunction.
Oh.
It was on purpose. Why would she have that fucking thing on her nipple?
Velcro?
No, it was like saying she had
like a jewel
like
or
a
something.
Booty
like
ring
yeah.
Like it was obvious that she did it on purpose. So they were like, "No, this was like a planned thing." If Beyonce accidentally had her boob fall out, they're not going to oust Beyonce. And plus, let's be real. Right. Beyonce in 2018 is a lot bigger than Janet Jackson was in 2013? Bullshit.
Because it happened
bullshit.
It happened to Nicki.
You're crazy, Ken.
Pleasure Principle.
No.
It happened to Nicki.
I'm not talking about. Hold on, Rob.
Yeah.
We gotta get this. Yeah. We gotta get Ken out the way real quick. I'm not talking about her entire career.
Right.
When that happened.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know you're sorry. I knew he didn't get me.
I was helping Willie back in.
Yeah, I knew he didn't get me. That's why he was disagreeing.
I was like, no.
I'm not talking about 1987.
1985.
Janet Jackson.
When Janet Jackson did the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about, with Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. As popular as Janet Jackson was then, Beyonce is 10 times bigger now.
Let that white man bring her down.
No, okay, now, Mike,
I was waiting for Ken to say that.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you on that point. I don't think that would get Beyonce out of the paint and her whole career would be over. What I'm saying is that she can have these 11-hour rehearsals and these 2-hour performances and go straight through and, like, not miss a beat and all that shit, but let something like that happen and that's all people are going to be talking about.
Been
but not in a negative way, you mean.
It'd have been trending for, like, a day, and that's it.
Shit.
I don't know about a day.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't hurt her. Is what I'm saying. It's not going to hurt her.
Right. It would have been.
It's not going to hurt her.
But okay, so that's just one example. But another example. Another example is Beyonce can't have no damn photo op with Trump, and people still call her a genius. You know what I'm saying? Like black women can't.
That's because Kanye manipulated people into thinking he's a genius.
Yeah, he's been calling people. He's been calling himself that for years. Beyonce never did that.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, at the same time, I think a lot of black male rappers can just be living their life, not say that they're a genius, not have to manipulate, and they're mediocre compared to their, you know, black woman counterparts. And we'll say that they're a genius.
I don't know about that.
When that Lemonade visual album or whatever it was dropped, like, it was Beyonce love everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, but nobody was calling her a genius though.
Bullshit. Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
In the same way that people praise Kanye and stuff.
It's not the same thing because Kanye says it. Beyonce doesn't. Beyonce's never, I mean, I don't know much about her, but I've never seen her come out.
She gets called a living legend all the time.
Absolutely. Right. But she doesn't say it about herself. Right. That's the difference. Kanye does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wants you to call him a genius. Mm-hmm. So it's not the same thing. I don't think there's any female out there. Oh, I'm not supposed to say female anymore. I forgot about this. I don't know if any. Apparently, I don't know the details. I haven't read it yet.
Excuse me.
It's not my job to understand. It's my job to accept. If they don't want to be called female, cool. It don't hurt me none. Anyways, can we
wait? Let's come back to
Can we just get back to
this? You can't just say that.
Yes, I can. Finish it.
Go ahead.
No, y'all go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're gonna and make dumb comments. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just curious. When was this announced?
Can you ask me this question again in like 10 minutes?
Okay. Sure.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
I forgot my point now.
Well, there it is.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah. I really did. I don't know what I was talking about now.
I don't know.
See what happens when you show up late eating orange?
Exactly.
Damn.
I forgot what the fuck we were talking about.
What was he talking about, B?
B don't never listen to me.
I was trying to remember like everything he was saying. I was trying to catch it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't remember
about her. There was something about female.
I don't. I don't know of any woman artist that is as loud and cocky the way Kanye is. So if there was, then maybe we can make that comparison. The only one I know of is Nicki Minaj, and she's kind of ruined herself.
How would you say she's ruined herself?
Like, because she's put out subpar albums that even her own fans didn't really care for.
Ooh,
And she lost battles. So Beyonce's never lost a battle. Well, I think if Beyonce was out here running her mouth the way Kanye does, I think it would work.
Jesus.
Yeah. I could imagine. I think it would be dope. Somebody needs to be cocky. Why not her?
Well, I mean, she's had her moments, but anytime she does something that is even remotely like, hey, I think I'm kind of, you know, cool, the blogs just go at it. They just go at it. I mean, like, obviously her fans live for it and stuff like that because they feel like she deserves to talk her shit.
Right.
Yeah, but I definitely, like, even when she did her maternity shoot with her kids after, you know, she was in hiding for 2 months after having them, all these blogs were like, oh, so Beyonce just thinks she's the pinnacle of perfection. How is she out here posting with her kids? Is this the example of what women should look like after they give birth? It's ridiculous, the standards that they set for women nowadays. And
What blogs you be reading?
Oh, I don't.
I didn't see none of that.
I mean, just these, like, they were everywhere. They were everywhere. Every time Beyonce does
something. Sophie reading Breitbart and shit.
No. every time Beyonce does something to remotely even big herself up and be like, I did this shit. Like, I am this person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you wish you were me, like that type of shit. She probably has maybe two or three songs that are like that. Every time they release, people are like, who does she think she is? She needs to calm down. She's not even like,
then she should do it more. She should do it more. If the blogs are getting upset about it and they're saying, oh, who do you think she is? She should do it more.
Work for Trump.
Well, okay.
But yeah, but not that, yeah, anyway.
That's 10 minutes past.
That's crazy.
No, it hasn't.
Damn.
You might just want to leave that one alone. I don't even know the details of it. I just had someone tell me. I was like, okay, well, all right.
Really?
No, that was just
they weren't being rude about it. But because you know, me and Lisa, you might have been there. Me and Lisa had this conversation at work before that the only time men say female when referring to a woman is in a negative connotation.
Well, B always says it.
I've never heard B say that.
He always says female.
Female, yeah.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. Okay. B does it for everybody else in the world.
Yeah.
They're next.
It's not negative.
I'm just saying.
Typically, is that better? Typically, when men say female, they're like, oh, these females out here hoeing. These females out here sucking dick. They don't ever say, man, there are a lot of strong females in this room.
My females is from love.
Rod, I'm trying to look up a video to show you.
But, yeah, I've seen it on Twitter, and I think I've heard it, like, the backlash against, or, you know, we're not supposed to be. I'm going to still use it.
Go ahead.
I am.
Do that.
You wish what? What you about to say?
Yep. And when someone comes up and calls you colored, don't say nothing.
I wasn't about to say anything, B.
Are you?
No, I was.
Yeah, you were.
I wish a female would
tell me not to say female.
Being female, though, I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
Because why don't you ask a woman?
Not Sophie.
I was trying.
Not Sophie. Clearly, she doesn't want to talk to you about it. Ask a woman. Look, ask a woman that actually feels that way.
No, I will.
But I don't know the details.
I just, yeah, I will. She's the only woman. She's the only woman in the room right now.
But have you heard? You've heard about it though before, right?
Clearly, she's annoyed. Now think about this.
I don't think she's annoyed. I don't think she just had the details. Really? You have the details?
She's not annoyed about being called a female.
If you're in the room with a bunch of
I'm annoyed that I can't find the fucking video.
With a bunch of white people, and somebody says something about, man, I don't understand why they stopped using the word colored, because I mean that word works me. You are colored, and they look at you and they say, Rod, explain that.
No, how
you
gonna feel? Colored is something different from male and female.
But I'm saying, but at a time, colored was normal.
When? Oh, it was normal, but it was...
Kanye, can you please read a book?
No, listen.
Come on, man. What you mean when?
Colored was normal in a sense of, like, we were still enslaved.
Colored wasn't an insult.
Yeah, it was used in regular conversation.
It was just a way to describe people.
Bro, like, 30 years ago.
Yep. God, you hurt my feelings
right
now.
I'm talking about in the time that it was in. Like, colored restrooms and stuff like that.
We weren't slaves when we had colored
I'm not saying
restrooms.
Slaves. I'm talking about after that when we were still, like, it was still, like, it was after that. It still was, like, you had, we wasn't slaves. But we still couldn't be.
We're still in the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
Yes. Because people were still.
After the
that's
civil
not
rights
normal,
movement.
Though.
It was normal.
Yes. But what I'm saying is that the times weren't normal. Like, we wasn't equal. We still wasn't equal at that time.
Rod, but once we were quote unquote equal, they were still using the word.
It was normal times for that particular era.
It was
era,
a table
that
time word.
That year, right. That decade.
Right. I get what you guys are saying, but what I'm saying, that still wasn't normal.
Yes, it was, Rod.
How was that not normal?
Okay, I think it's a
match. I see where you. I think it's
okay. Wait.
No,
so,
I understand what you're saying is like that shit was fucked up, like black, whites being separated like that. That's
it's like
not
saying being chained
normal.
Is normal. That's because that was what was going on,
no,
right?
No, because even after that, there were people. Shit, I guarantee there's still people now that use that term. Colored. And they don't think it's an insult.
Because they didn't have another word. Because it took a while for it to morph into like African American. Back then, it was normal just to call them colors. It was like,
right.
Okay, the colors.
Like, oh, that's the best.
I understand
colors,
what you guys saying. That's what I'm saying to me. I can understand it was normal in that time,
Cuban
right?
Color.
For, but were we calling each other colored? Y'all like? Were
probably.
We,
I don't know.
I don't think we don't were know. Calling each other colored. I can't. I don't think so.
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
But I'm telling you right now, when we were out walking around and someone said, "Oh, there were two colored gentlemen." It wasn't like we were like, oh, I'm pissed. He called me. It was like, okay.
That was the norm.
Thank you.
I understand it was a societal norm. Oh, yeah.
It's not on.
It's on. It should be on. I don't think you're
testing, though, didn't we?
Yeah, it was working. What you do to her, Ralph?
I ain't even touch it.
I just sat down, broski.
All right, try it again.
What it do?
All right, we good.
So I don't know. But that was the societal norm at the time, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if people of color got mad when they were called people
they
of color.
They didn't.
You know what I'm saying? I just think that was just the norm.
Well, when
I'm
you're,
not saying
well,
okay,
when you're ready
okay.
for the explanation, I can give it.
Well, about female.
Yeah. So I
yeah, we're talking about stuff that black women mad
we
about.
We can stop beating up on Rod for a minute.
Okay. So. You
stupid.
Okay, so anyway.
I was about to say that.
I
something like that.
Okay, so I can't find the video, but I found this article. And it said basically six reasons you should stop referring to women as females.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Oh my God.
Bring it.
Number one.
See, y'all are rude.
Because the word
go ahead.
Because the word female and woman means different things. Number two, because reducing a woman to her reproductive abilities is dehumanizing and exclusionary. Number three, because nobody casually refers to men as males. Number four, because it is most often used to imply inferiority or contempt. Five, because it's grammatically weird as fuck. Six, and most importantly, because the word you're looking for already exists. For example, if you want to call a grown woman a woman, there's a word that exists for
woman.
That. Woman. Exactly.
What is it? Oh.
If he said,
what is it?
If there's a younger human female that you're looking to call, that she's a girl. So the word you're already looking for exists. It's grammatically weird as fuck.
I like female.
Okay, the grammatically weird as fuck part, I am 100% behind.
For sure.
the ignorant part of me doesn't really understand why it's offensive.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Mm-hmm. I never saw that word as
okay,
offensive.
So usually I think the only like one of the
is this a context thing again?
Context.
Because what do you say about a restroom? Is like a do you say female restroom or like
who says female restroom?
Come on, bro.
It people say it.
Who? Female restrooms?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
I just say ladies' room. I always say
could you point
room.
Me to the people? Female restroom?
Obviously,
yeah, that's that? Weird as fuck.
Obviously, people, you don't hang around.
The ladies' room, nigga. Like,
right.
What the
women's
hell?
Room or the ladies' room?
But there are people that do say the female.
People you hang out with say that?
I've heard.
Where's the female's room?
Not the female's room.
Where's the female's bathroom? The female bathroom.
I've heard that.
Restroom, yeah.
I don't
know
who the fuck y'all hang out
I
with.
I just Googled.
Y'all need to get
I
out more.
No.
Shit.
I just,
you need to get in more.
I literally just searched to say female on the Twitter search, and the top tweet says, if you start a sentence off with females, I'm going to assume you're about to say something negative and degrading.
I don't say things negative
that.
And degrading.
That is, that's usually because people.
Y'all get mad about
you're not all menning right now, Ken.
Huh?
You're not all menning right now. What? Like when somebody says,
you don't even know what it
look,
means.
I know. Look, when somebody says, "Well, man, you know, men do this a lot," and there's that one asshole in the background, I don't do that. Okay, great, you don't, but a large majority do. So just because you don't doesn't mean the experience is invalid. Does that make sense?
No.
It's just like if
no,
like,
I get
man,
you. I get
white
you.
People on some bullshit, and the one white guy's like, "I'm not racist."
No, I get you.
Great, good for you.
Yeah. It's just like
good for you,
I would have understood that one a lot.
Yeah, maybe I should use that one first.
Yeah. He was like, wait, what?
I get black and white shit. Like,
one he plus eight right. Carry the four. Right. Oh, white people? I got you.
I get the white. Yeah, white people. Cool.
So, Sophie, let me ask you: do you feel a certain type of way if you're referred to as female or men say female around you? Has that term ever been offensive to you?
Not because no to me, only because I feel like nobody around me refers to me while I'm right there as a female. Like to me, that's mm-hmm. weirdest. Like I've never heard a guy standing right next to me and being like this female, because it's just a weird tense to speak in if I'm mm-hmm. right in front of you. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've heard that around me, but I will. I think I do get irritable when people use that, only because it's like, bruh. A lot of women feel like female is a substitute for saying bitch. Just like how on the news, when something happens and something pops off, it's kind of like, damn, white people know they can't say nigger, so they say thug instead. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that filler word to where it's not nigger and it's not bitch, but it's like that safe medium to where we know what you want to say. And every time we give you like, hey, like, you don't have to say female. Like, you could just say woman. No, nah, fuck that shit. You a female. Don't like, okay, bro, like. Bruh, like,
I can see the
we ain't gonna be able to
rise. It was turning because it's
about to be in trouble.
No, I'm not about to be in trouble.
Yes,
I don't think so.
Just letting it out of trouble.
Let's go, Rod. Let's go,
Rod. No, I'm just saying. It ain't even like that deep.
I try to help.
It ain't that deep. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, like, this. So it's just the opposite, right? So you got men and woman, right?
Sure.
You got male and female. So you're saying, so if you ban female, so you ban male as well? Like, I just don't understand.
Bro, that's just...
Bro, what?
That's dumb because it's not like females... it's not...
What?
No, it's not like women are out here talking about, oh, man, these males are out here doing this and that. In a way to where they mean... these dumbass bitch ass niggers are out here doing this. That's not what it's a substitute for. Like, there's no way, like you know that bitch is obviously something that is very specific to degrade women, right? Okay, great. So with that being said, when we were tired of being called bitches or when we reclaimed that word, there was nothing else for you to say without you calling a woman a bitch and then you not getting in trouble for it. So obviously you're gonna try and refer to another term.
Y'all call us something. What is it?
What do we call you?
I don't know. I'm asking. I'm just, don't you guys refer to us as
dogs, assholes. Trash, assholes.
Y'all refer to yourselves as trash.
We're just men.
Ooh,
you want me to explain something to you?
Oh, I do. Ooh,
okay, so,
see, I told you, Rod, you don't be listening to me ever.
It's fine. The thing about the whole men are trash thing is that women didn't start this. Y'all started this. Because at the end of the day, when your daughter's going on a date and you have all these pictures of like, oh, my daughter's going to prom, you better not fuck up. Or like, oh, let me hold a gun to your head and just like be like pretending to take this picture with you. You know it's because damn, you don't want your daughter to be dealing with this bullshit. You know that.
That's deep.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm serious. We didn't start this thought about that. Yeah,
we
that is deep.
We didn't start this shit. We didn't start this shit.
That's Twittering
you,
right now.
You know.
If
you have a son and you have a daughter and you let your son stay out all as late as he want, but your girl is the only one who has a curfew, why is that?
Ass here at 10.
Exactly. Yep. And why is that? Because you know that niggas probably like you practicing the same bullshit you practicing.
One perspective and that restaurant. You're looking at, though. Like, I look at it in a perspective of, like, I mean, there's, you know, you know what? I'm going to digress.
No. I'm interested. We're all interested.
So we started the men's trash movement.
Yeah, men started that.
We just caught on and stopped dealing with the bullshit.
We
said the words "men are trash."
No. I'm past that because we never said we were trash.
That's what I wanted.
She said, "Yeah, implied, insinuate."
Then doesn't count.
It actually does.
Yeah, it doesn't.
No, at the end of the day,
no, it doesn't. You're a feminist. No, it doesn't count.
Right? It does count.
And
if you think about it,
no,
it doesn't.
That's how. That's isn't it?
Ken, it's in every situation though. It's in every situation, though. Like,
why are we talking about logic?
Not him. I know. We're not talking about white people right now.
Sophie's about to say something.
No. What I'm saying is it happens in more ways than just dating, and it happens in more ways than just curfews. It happens, you know, like if you have, I don't know, that one uncle staying with you at night or something like that, or staying over for the fucking holidays or whatever, and damn, your daughter's wearing the same pajamas she's always wearing, but now you're telling her to cover up. Why is that? Exactly.
But that doesn't mean we started it.
But you don't do that to your son. If your son's walking around with no shirt, you're not like, hey, son, go put a shirt on because there's a lady here. You don't do that.
Exactly.
Because you're not worried about the woman taking advantage of your son.
But you're worried about the guy.
In fact, you'd be like, yeah, son, get it.
But that happens, though.
It doesn't matter if it happens, Rod. The point is, it doesn't matter if it happens. The point is, we don't make it a norm. The other thing is made a norm.
And as a matter of fact, even when it happens, y'all make fun of that shit.
Right. We cheer it on.
Could you
We're like, hell yeah.
There are some situations where that's ruined guys. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Never mind. He's all menning?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean, all menning?
So, okay.
Exactly. And you don't even know, and you're doing it.
What is that?
You're doing it.
I can't with y'all in this new terminology.
Yeah, what is that?
It's very new words.
What the fuck? We're getting rid of old words and making new words.
Right.
Like that old slick shit. You know what? This is old slick shit that y'all doing. Y'all trying to talk about, y'all already changed the slick word. Now y'all trying to phrase the female word. Goddamn. Stop that shit.
I'm with Rod.
You know what? I'm starting to get pissed off.
You didn't
real.
Even know about slick until I said it, but now you
know. No, I heard the kids say it.
You can't just say woman.
I can't say woman.
I do say woman. I always refer to you as a woman. I said the only woman in the room. I never refer to you as a female. But I'm saying there are situations where people use female in not a negative way.
Okay, so I have a question. So in what way, when you're referring to a human female, mm-hmm. would you feel the need to refer to...
I do it like, but okay.
I'm telling y'all right now, I am not giving this shit up. So
okay, but as an example,
I wish I could think of a better example.
One that's logical.
Okay, but
one that you actually
when
use.
When I'm talking to the missus, right? I'll catch myself because in a joking, because I'm mocking him. But
sure,
you know, I'll say something. We're having a conversation. Yeah, this female at work or whatever. Sentence. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I forgot we're not supposed to say that. But anyway, but I continue
really?
To say it.
You like
so
you,
that was
wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, wait.
No,
wait,
Rod,
that's your
no,
thought
no,
process,
no, no,
Rod.
Don't say Rod.
Ralph, no. Because Ken just said he had an example of him using it.
I was waiting for the
he
good
just
example.
He gave an example of him not using it. So no, before you dig into him, I want Ken to clarify and actually make sense.
Same.
Wait. Go try that again. Let's rewind. Let's use the time to go back and start over.
Yeah.
You just said you have an example of using it. And
in
then
a
you
good
just
way.
Said, right. And
in
then
a
you
good
said
way.
That you don't use it.
Because he knows it's bad.
Right.
Great.
So you just contradicted
Next.
The
no, 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 no.
Yourself.
Hold on.
See, this
hold
is why men are trash.
No.
Exactly.
My God. Even
full
with
circle.
Your feminist ass also wear a mic.
Hold your
full
point.
Circle.
Hold your point.
I got you. I guess my point is that.
Was.
Like, is. Is that on Twitter, you see, or think pieces, you see people having these conversations about you're not supposed to be using the word, right?
Sure.
And I think, of course, obviously among certain audiences, I guess maybe you would, whatever, I'm talking too much. Listen, what I'm saying is that, shut up, Mike. when I'm having a conversation with the missus and I use the word female in a regular conversation,
after I
say it, poke fun at the fact that we're not supposed to use the word female to her in a jokingly like manner. So for me,
what she say? Like, what?
I'm trying to get him work.
Nothing. She, I mean,
let him get his shit off.
He's pitching it off
and it's not working.
She don't really care like that. And I know there are other people that, like, in the real world, there are people that don't really care about the word female as much as people do online.
Yeah. See, and okay. So.
What was your point?
Yeah. No. Well, I wanted to ask Ken. So when you actually use the word female, then you think about, because okay, so this is the first I've ever heard of people being feeling a certain type of way about that word.
Really?
Right? Yes. This is the first time ever. So I don't typically use the word, because I'm actually thinking here. I'm sitting here. I'm like, damn, do I use the word
female? Yeah. I don't use it like that.
Don't do it then.
But I'm not saying that it's just odd to me.
Because you know what? It's something that I think, like, consciously, I never thought that there was a problem with the word. Now, are there people using the word in a problematic way?
But
when I use it, it's just part of a natural conversation that I'm having, and it's not.
You don't use it. You just said that twice. You don't use it.
You say you don't use it.
You say
so.
You
you're contra- you're you're confusing yourself twice right now, Ken. You really are. Mike's really trying to help you.
I say I didn't use it
right before you went on your long soliloquy about how you used it.
I mean, they say male and female size of like cords and stuff. So we gotta exit.
No,
for that.
No, they're talking about
cord, female like plug, end of a cord.
Rod, are you trying to help you too?
Yeah, he's
and
fishing.
Now you're talking about cord.
He's fishing.
I'm just saying.
So
get rid of the word female. I mean, I can't use it for the cords
did.
Anymore.
You did.
Yeah, I think I'm woman playing side it back of in my cord. Head. But I guess when I said that, I didn't use it, I was. Never mind.
Yeah. Fucking colored.
Exactly.
You fucking colored.
Forget it.
I wish all you colored would just stop talking.
But you know, like, typically, and I'm really trying to think, like, when do I hear that term? And it's typically when, like, I'm amongst a group of guys.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're talking, you know, just guy stuff.
Get
and,
it out. Get
you know what
out.
I'm saying? And we'll be like, man, these females be tripping sometimes. Or, you know, females are this, that, and the third. Like, when I typically hear it in a general sense. You
but
know what I'm saying?
Negative,
generally
though.
Negative.
But it's negative. Think about it.
These bitches be tripping.
But now it's these
except
females.
Except
these
females.
I didn't get it either until somebody told me.
That's a reach.
Is it?
It's that far, like an inch.
It is a little bit.
No,
of
your
reach.
Shit was a reach. Your shit was a reach. Your shit was like Mr. Fantastic style reach.
What I was trying to point out.
But failed to do.
But really failed.
So, what I was trying to
what
point
the fuck?
Out. Was that
when
was
do we
that,
when do we use male?
We don't
really.
We never
that's
use male.
That's the point.
Like male dancer.
Yeah.
Oh my.
We use male.
What I'm talking about?
Okay. What you saying, my fucking guy? I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think of different ways we use
male dancer. I've heard.
Why did you say that?
Okay.
But do you hear male bathroom?
Can I use the male bathroom?
Yeah,
you don't.
Could you point
that.
Me in the direction
men's
of the male
room.
Bathroom?
Men's room is.
Right.
Is
yeah, exactly.
I understand. I'm just. That's why I'm asking. When do we hear it? I know we hear male dancer. What other
male
way?
Species.
Male species. Okay.
But nobody really uses that in normal English terminology on day to day basis.
Right. So I think the same thing with female. We don't use it as often as we use girl and female and woman. And
you're
stuff.
Proving the point, though.
Okay.
Rod.
If I'm proving the point, I'm just trying to talk it out, talk it through.
I feel you.
I'm not saying that it's. I just got this information, right? I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. It's just weird to me when y'all first told me. And the more we talk it out, we don't use female. A lot. We use girl, woman,
lady,
stuff like that. So why ban it if we don't even use
this?
Like
wait,
that
wait,
anyway?
Hold on. Is this your first? Wait. Is this your first time hearing about
this?
This
is my
thing?
First time.
I just
bro.
Heard it yesterday.
This really?
Is my first time.
Yeah, I just heard it yesterday.
You just have you heard it? Well, I guess we didn't establish this,
but
so.
it doesn't affect me because it's like I don't use the term anyway. Not because
right,
I thought
right.
it was negative.
No, I get you. Yeah,
it's just not natural.
It's not part of my normal vocabulary.
So if women don't want to be called female. And we don't use the term anyway.
Yeah, I'm
then
cool
what's
with
the
it.
Problem with just being like, okay, we just won't use it anymore.
I'm not saying it's a problem. I'm just saying that it's just weird to me that you just want to get rid of it because we just don't use it.
Because you never associated a negative connotation to it, right? Like, have you ever personally felt that it was a negative term?
No, never.
Me
ever.
Neither. Did you ever feel
but
it was
you,
a negative
but,
term?
But after you spoke it out,
but you never felt like that,
exactly,
did you?
Because I never use it.
Now, if you say bitch, right, or hoe, or anything,
right.
you know off top that's negative, right?
But
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But if you say female, you're not gonna think that you that's a negative word
because I don't use it.
I understand that, but even if you hear it,
you know what? I never even thought about it. Like I said, until a coworker broke it down, and she was telling me how she does not like to be called female. And because, of course, I was in the same bucket as you. I was like, "Well, why? I don't get it." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "When do you hear that? You only hear it in a negative connotation. You never hear, oh, there are some beautiful females in this room tonight.' Oh, females, put your hands up. You don't hear that.
I get you. So, like I said, the more we talk it out, I get it.
And that's why I left it alone. I was like, okay, well, all right.
And I can leave it alone, too. I don't have a problem with it because it's not part of my normal vocabulary anyway. So right. It's like, okay.
Because I can honestly say, man, look.
Just caught me off guard when y'all said
it. I've known pretty much everybody at this table, minus Sophie, for damn near 10 years, right? And Sophie, I've known her for like 5 years now. I don't think I've ever heard any one of you say female.
I think B you says probably, it. Yeah.
I never noticed
I B think you probably it. Never had it. Noticed
I'm telling
it,
y'all,
Ralph.
B always says
we've been around
B,
each
B, yeah, B might have, but you know what? But he doesn't use it every day. It's so sparse.
I think he does use it every day.
Do you, B?
Yeah.
Do you use female?
I heard that shit on.
He does. I'm telling y'all. I'm observing. I know. I noticed it. I know he does.
I've never
okay,
seen
okay, so fine. So B uses it. Great. Good for B. B is an anomaly.
Yeah.
But most people that use it, when you hear it, just start paying attention more.
Yeah, because you just hear it in guy talk. Like, you know, in guy talk, you know, you can't talk that same type of shit in front of women.
Why?
Because it's guy talk. Just like, but just like women talk, like I don't want to hear what they be talking about in front of me. That's women talk.
No, but think about why can't you talk guy talk in front of women?
Because it's
guy
talk.
Degrading to women.
No,
you know why? Because look, sometimes we have stories as men from a male perspective that a woman may or may not want to hear.
Why is that?
It's not degrading.
What do you mean?
Like what?
Like if I to be talking about, yo, man, I just hit this thing, that shit was squirting like a motherfucker. Like,
that's not what I'm talking
about.
How is that degrading?
What I'm talking about.
Well, why is that?
It's degrading because a lot of y'all treat.
Thank you, man.
And y'all talking about my examples.
The pink book. That shit ain't degrading. Goddamn,
I'm not talking about
squirting
shit.
I know. Y'all should check the way you talk about sex, though.
Huh?
You should check.
No.
Wait.
We're not doing this.
Yeah, exactly. No. We cannot do that. Why?
We can.
Why?
Are you ready to listen? Are you about to talk over me? Ooh. Great. Okay, so the reason why y'all should check
these females, huh?
I'm just saying, come on, it's
in context.
The
okay?
reason that y'all need to check the way that you talk about how you have sex is because you treat sex with women like we're objects and not participants in sex. So when you're talking about hitting that thing, what thing are you referring to?
Talking about that sweet, nasty, gushy stuff. You know
that
what I'm saying?
That nasty, gushy stuff.
You know, look.
Did he just say that?
So the gushy stuff and not the actual woman that it comes from?
Shit, it depends. See, I'm not having God talk in front of you,
okay.
Sophie.
No, go ahead.
I'm not having
That's
God
exactly
talk in front
why.
Of you.
Cause why? Because he thinks it's going to degrade me.
No,
and it probably is.
I don't think I'm going to degrade. Look, man. So wait. Hold the fuck on. So you mean to tell me that women?
I held on.
So you mean to tell me that women don't talk in that way about men and their sexual experiences? Man, you know, right. You women, or I don't even know how y'all talk to each other because I'm not a damn right. woman, get right? But
well,
oh, that thing was so big. Oh my God. He had me climb up the wall like he had, and he kept going all night, and I didn't even know if I could take it. Come on, man, y'all talk the same damn shit.
Are you ready to listen?
I was listening, but now I'm talking.
Okay.
Now I'm talking.
Well, let me know when you're done. Let me know when you're done.
You'll know when I'm done because I'll be done. Okay, I'll let you know when I'm finished and when I'm done. Goddamn.
Go ahead.
All I'm saying is I know women be talking that shit.
Okay,
the same way men do. And I think amongst your own peers and your friends and stuff like that, you should have a safe zone to say whatever the fuck you want and however the fuck you want to say it.
Even if it's racist.
Racist. Yeah. I will say that y'all at this table are full of shit.
This is what
y'all are full of shit.
I've been on the record. I've been on the record saying that I know white people talk racist shit all the time. It don't bother me.
You think they should have a safe space to do so?
If I'm not a part of it, that's on them. How does it affect me or anybody else?
This is y'all's friends.
No, I have cutting ties with this shit now. This conversation is fucking ridiculous.
I'm here to expose the drama. I'm here to expose it.
Wait a minute. So y'all saying that people that are racist, Y'all saying that they shouldn't have racist conversations amongst themselves?
Do you hear what is coming out of your mouth?
Holy shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, oh, like, so you saying that they should not
fuck
do that?
Them.
All right,
exactly. So that's why we don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
What do you mean?
That's not what y'all
saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm confused too because this
Mike,
is crazy.
Please tell me what you thought I was saying.
I can't with y'all right now.
That you should have a safe space to be able to say racist.
Yes, y'all are saying
that's
like
literally
amongst themselves. Like, what do you mean?
The racists could go have their corner and have their conversations. I don't give a fuck what they do or what they say. That's them. They're not part of my crew.
There's a difference between not giving a fuck and feeling like they should have a safe space to be able to say those things.
Look, all I'm saying
which
is,
one are you saying?
I am saying first and foremost, I don't give a fuck what nobody outside of the people I fuck with does. That's first. Let me establish that.
Or say about me.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
That's tight.
All
right.
I don't give a fuck. So if racist people want to go talk they racist shit, let them go talk their racist shit. I don't care.
Yep. Then they form groups and then they get powerful.
Hey.
And then they become Nazis.
And then Trump starts to affect us.
Sure.
But they still don't care.
So who the fuck is supposed to police all of these conversations that people have then?
Us at this table. I mean, shit.
Well, then you can have that job. So if you let me know how much it pays. because you can have that job all day. You can have as many promotions as you want.
I'm
stressing myself up about some.
Yeah,
it's not about regulating what strangers do. It's about regulating what you think is okay and what goes on in your circle. But if there's shit that you're okay with.
But it stays in it. Because you're talking about something that's going to happen outside. Like you're saying, if they formulate these groups and stuff like that. But at that point, it's in the public. Now you put it in the public, and now I can speak on it.
It never stays in a small circle.
But I'm saying,
are y'all serious?
If what's done
in the darkness comes to the light. That's
always.
Just, okay, let me give you
always.
An example.
Isn't that a Bible verse?
Wait, you know that. Let me give you an example. Stop recording me, I swear to God. Anyways.
You're recording already.
Yeah, she don't have her makeup.
I'm sorry.
Anyways. So.
She's not camera ready. What?
All right. So anyways. I can't, but anyways, it's fun. Okay. Let's just say hypothetically speaking, right? Let's bring it back.
Watch out for your ass.
Let's bring it back.
I cannot fucking win on this podcast.
It's not about winning.
God damn.
It's not about winning. It's about learning. So let me just break it down to you. Look.
Sophie, you ain't wearing.
What I'm saying is, let's just hypothetically say that I have two friends, right? And me and my two friends love to hang out.
Protect your ass no more. Fuck that.
When did you ever?
I always have. I always do.
I be trying to tell you, Rod, just leave
man,
you
fuck
alone.
That, man. I'm on my fuck Sophie shit now, man.
Sophie, go ahead.
She's talking about when have I ever really? I always do. I always fucking do.
Oh, Jesus. This is so funny because this is literally like the conversations that black men and black women be having on like online. Anyways, whatever.
Look,
anyways,
I'm done saving your ass from
here
on out.
It's fine. I mean, we've been saving ourselves all these years. It's fine.
I'm so done.
Look, all I'm saying is if I have two friends, right, and we love to hang out, every Wednesday we get together, right? We talk cash shit. Like, oh my God, it's Wednesday. I'm so excited to talk cash shit with my two friends. But me and all my friends are homophobic, right? Nobody knows at the office because that's looked down upon, or nobody knows when we go grocery shopping. Like we don't talk about that shit only when we're at home on Wednesdays, right? Mm-hmm. So we're homophobic as fuck. It doesn't matter. Like we're cool when we go out.
Go ahead, keep going.
Why are you branding that shit, Ken? Right.
Anyways,
come on, man.
Lame. Anyway,
that's
so
corny.
So. Oh, he just likes to be wrong. It's fine. Yeah. Okay, but anyways.
I don't
So anyways, when me and my two friends go out, and say we live in Atlanta or in Midtown or whatever, right? And we see somebody who's gay. Nobody really knows that we are homophobic, but between all of us, we know that we really just don't like something about this nigga, or we really don't like something about this gay girl, or we don't like something about this queer set of people, right? Mm. Nobody knows, but it still affects other people in everyday life because that's how you're going to start, you know what I'm saying, like carrying yourself in a way that's hateful and whatever. So when you create these safe spaces for people to have problematic conversations, that does penetrate and infiltrate these other systems. And if you disagree, you can tell me why, but I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
I don't think they follow what you said. To be honest, I could tell by both of their faces. Giving safe spaces to racists creates a problem, whether you guys understand it or not, because that's how like these safe spaces get bigger and bigger, because you'll have this little small group that says, oh, yeah, we fucking hate niggers. Then you'll have this little small group. We fucking hate niggers.
And one's in Stone point, and one's in Stone Mountain and one's in Kennesaw, and then they join.
Right. Right. And then they become a bigger group of we hate niggers. Then these other groups over here were like, oh shit, well, I hate niggers too.
And then it's all of Georgia.
Start bringing in other people.
And then it's all of Florida.
Into their safe spaces.
And then it's all of South Carolina.
And then these groups just get bigger and bigger. It's not about policing speech. It's about trying to curb behavior. So if you don't, if you think that racism is a problem, then you should not be pro safe space for racists. That doesn't even make any sense.
I guess.
Or sexist.
I guess the point I was just trying to make was, is for me personally. Right, I can't speak on behalf of all of the Cubans in Atlanta. I can't speak on the behalf of blacks or whites or whatever, coloreds. What have you, or coloreds or niggers, negroes, crackers, and none of them motherfuckers. All I'm saying is the only thing I concern myself with, in all honesty, in my personal life, is the people that are nearest and dearest to me and the conversations that I have with them. Now, I understand where you guys are coming from with, you know, not allowing these groups to have, you know, like continue to get themselves even more and more powerful, where they can, you know, galvanize and now make shit move in a radical way. I 100% understand that. But I guess for the topic of this podcast, I'm talking about me and my homies, and when we talk stuff, whether it be cars, whether it be women, whether it be sports, you know what I'm saying? I feel that amongst friends, for me, you know, if I want to talk about how I hit that thing, I should have a right to talk about how I hit that thing. And if a woman wants to join in that, I've had these guy conversations with certain women in the room that are cool with that level. And even B, right? Like B's been a part of some of these. Like whenever I have a group events at my house, right? Like my old lady, she has this pink book. I we just call it the pink book. And that shit has a lot of sexually charged questions that opens people up, you know what I'm saying, in the room to have these sexually charged conversations. B, am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
No, so you and B just be sitting in the room reading out the pink book?
No. I said when I have people. So it's other couples, other single people, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. When I have a
social.
It's like a social thing.
You should bring the book.
I'll bring the book next time. I'll bring the book.
You should not bring that book.
No, it's fucking awesome. It is fucking awesome. I'm telling you. Because look, here's the thing. Some people get uncomfortable with the nature of some of that stuff, and some people are wide open, and we have a real conversation. Like, well, shit, like, you know, I've had these experiences, and to me, there's nothing wrong with that. But to me, it's been my experience, most women are not comfortable having these level that level of conversation. Yeah. So typically I have these conversations with my guys. Oh shit, you know, man, bro, I ain't never seen this shit before. You know what happened? Bro, this, that, and the third. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Now, if I'm ignorant and I'm wrong, so be it. I'll take that one. I'll take it.
How did we get here? I don't even
because we were talking about safe spaces. Saying that
and females
shouldn't you shouldn't be talking like that about females.
We shouldn't have guy talk around females
like
exactly because we're degrading women.
So we need to
not,
just stop.
Do you not think that you're degrading women?
No, I'm
just honest question.
No, I don't. If I'm having those type of conversations with my boys or whatever, we're just having fun conversation. Like, will we say that type of stuff to a woman or whatever? No, we're our space.
But why?
Because like FIFO said, I'm with the group of people that I know that are comfortable with that type of conversation.
But the point is, if you would not want that type of talk around other women, don't you think that maybe it's because deep down you know that maybe some of that talk is kind of fucked up?
Nah, but Mike, what you're trying to do is like
ask questions.
No, I feel you. No. But I'm just saying the way I'm interpreting the way you're asking that question is that you're saying all women, and I'm saying the majority of women. It's been in my experience that they're not comfortable having those conversations. Now
I'm asking you why.
I don't know why.
I can answer that.
Go ahead.
I think a majority of the reason why a lot of women are not comfortable having conversations surrounding sex is, well, there's two reasons. I mean, besides the reason that where women are typically treated or talked about the object of sex instead of participants, besides that, it's there's a reason where it's like, okay, typically women are conditioned to not talk about sex in that way or so openly or with other people because, oh, they're supposed to pretend to be the whole good girl, whatever, whatever, and not talk about women and not be freaks and, oh, the, like, you know, the whole virgin purity qualities or whatever. So with me, I don't give a fuck personally, but that's because I've never given a fuck. I was shouting orders at 2 years old. But yeah, like.
So you think women should stop doing it as well? Because there are women that do it too.
Do what?
Talk like about men as objects or whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. They do that.
But that doesn't. Okay. I'm going to try to explain it. I know it's not going to work. I'm going to try though. I think the difference with those two scenarios is.
Which two
women,
scenarios?
Okay, women talking about men as objects versus men talking about women as objects.
Okay, go ahead.
Men talking about women as objects, we can take that idea and we can carry it on in our personal lives. So when we become CEOs and we become bosses, which majority are men, we can still look at women in those ways as they're just objects. So we're not going to promote them. We're not going to want them to be anything but secretaries. You know what I mean? Women do. Come on, man.
I'm listening.
Women doing that, what is that really going to affect?
It's a power structure thing.
Exactly. But women aren't in control of that power structure. Men are.
Exactly.
So women treating men like objects is not really going to do anything to us. It's just like we had that discussion before when we were talking about, you know, can men or can black people be racist towards white people?
Okay.
And I said they can, but it doesn't matter. Because our racism does nothing
to them.
We don't have the power to make a difference.
Right.
So we can be racist all day long, but who gives a shit? It's not going to get anybody anywhere. It's the same thing. And you can deny it all you want, but I'm saying that's the way I think a lot of women will look at it. They don't have the power to do anything to us. So they can be like, oh yeah, all he is a walking dick. But in reality, in the real world, the walking dick has the most power. Think about it.
I get that. Thank you for breaking it down. I do understand it when you made that parallel. But for me and the conversations that I have, it doesn't seem like it's that deep. At least that's not what women that are uncomfortable break it down to.
Maybe they're sometimes not comfortable breaking it down that way. Or maybe they don't really know it.
Sometimes they're just not comfortable. And I think it's more so to Sophie's point that they're just not comfortable with the conversation of sex at all. But I think that's just the overwhelming majority. And Sophie already explained it because they're supposed to be wholesome. They're not supposed to be opening
up. But all of that goes right back into my point, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Like, they're supposed to be wholesome. They're supposed to be virginal. Mm-hmm. But if they're not, then they're looked at as hoes, sluts. And then you carry that idea into your regular life. And you
and
treat
that's
all
what,
of them that way.
It's just like...
It's the same point.
Okay, another example is
I'm
like...
I'm not saying you personally.
No, I feel you. No, yeah. I'm just... The wheels
process
are turning. I'm processing.
It's cool. It's cool.
That's all I'm
okay,
doing.
Okay, so another example is like... So I'll use another office example. If there's a girl in the office... And she, I don't know, slept with somebody. Let's just say she slept with two people or whatever, right? Same position as her male counterpart, right?
Mm-hmm.
Slept with two people in the office, and everybody knows it's gonna be like, oh, Susan out here, like she doing this, she doing that, and wow, I don't know if I could be around her. Shit, maybe I might try her. Like shit, like what's going on? And I don't know. Daniel does the same thing, same position, you know, same position. Everything is her and slept with two women in the office. It's oh yeah, Daniel, that nigga, like he that boy, like let me Daniel, like what's up, bro? Can I buy you some lunch, my nigga? Like what's good? You know what I'm saying? Like what's really
I
going
can
on
specific examples of our office where that happens.
I can too. That is not okay, but I can give
the
example
opposite?
Yeah,
no
the opposite
way. Okay, one was looked at as oh she's disgusting, she's
right.
A hoe. All of the people in the office were like, we're not even gonna fucking hang out with her, she's gross.
Cast
the other
out.
One were like, man, the dude fucking everybody.
Nah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Then your memory is
that.
I thought the time. Nobody shunned him.
I remember people shunning him.
Who?
Plenty of people. And Ken know too.
Were shunning.
Yeah, I wasn't fucking with him.
Why?
Because
he was an asshole, not because he was fucking a bunch of chicks.
But I heard all of that. You know what I'm saying? And the inner wait, hold on.
You were
hold
shunning
on.
Him because he was fucking chicks.
Listen,
yes or no?
Listen, it wasn't solely because of that.
Okay.
It wasn't, but
why were they shunning?
I never shunned her.
No, I said they.
I know.
I said you.
I can't answer for
yes,
every-
you can.
Yes, you can.
Everybody else.
Yes, you can. I always come from first person perspective,
no, you can't
Mike.
Today.
What do you mean?
You used to do devil's advocate. Do it today.
But here's the thing.
But
people became numb to her, though. Like, people came like, oh, yeah, that's, of course. Yeah, we already know.
But they still didn't fuck with her.
Well, people mess with it. What are you talking about?
They started to disassociate themselves.
Ken, thank you for being honest.
Come on. Ron. No, she was fine with everyone still.
She was not. I could get her on the phone right now and she would tell you all people did was talk shit about. You know how many times she sat and cried because of that with me?
Hey, I mean.
I'm telling you factually. They did not fuck with her. And y'all are sitting here trying to create like some fantasy world where they, oh, everybody was cool with her fucking everybody. No, they weren't.
No, but it was other people. It was people in that office that was still cool with her.
Very few,
but they still did.
The majority of them weren't fucking with her.
And that's the point.
The overall perception
That's the point.
Well, the point is that one was more than the other, right? Or one it didn't happen to one, and it but it did happen to the other to the guy.
It was overwhelming towards the female. Get it? Female.
So you can't say What do you mean?
Because y'all were treating I can't say y'all. People in the office were treating her like she was a pariah because she liked to have sex. The male, they didn't do that. Maybe a few were like, oh, he's kind of gross.
They did. The majority were like, they were.
Didn't even care. Nobody was shunning him.
They were,
when she
Mike.
Would walk through. Yo,
I'm trying to tell you.
No, I'm trying to tell you. I saw it. He was cool with everybody. Y'all might have talked shit about him behind his back.
He wasn't.
Y'all might have talked shit about him behind his back.
Who?
What I'm saying, y'all, please stop with the don't talk about me.
No, I'm not even talking about me. I'm thinking who you talking about.
People were not shunning this guy because he was fucking women. People were shunning him maybe because he was a dick.
No, they were shunning the
woman because she was fucking a bunch of guys. Because she was cool as shit. She was nice as fuck. Mm-hmm. Very, very sweet to everybody. Mm-hmm. But she liked to have sex. And she had sex with a lot of people in that office.
I mean, overall.
And they shunned her for that.
At the end of the day, I think that there's, I mean, not on this podcast right now or whatever, but in the future, I think that there's a conversation that needs to be had about how sex is talked about in terms of like something that's being done to women versus, you know, them being participants. That's a whole nother thing that I think maybe a lot of people are not aware of. But I feel like that's why there's a general disconnect in terms of pleasure in general. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, like when you alluded to that, we don't have to jump down that rabbit hole right now. But like I didn't personally understand that because I'm like, well, shit.
Understand what?
Understand something I'm doing to somebody versus it being a mutual thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm big on pleasure and I want my partner to have a good time too. So mm-hmm. I do stuff that I know she would like.
Well, a lot of the times too, and a lot of men feel like that. But I think that, like, once you realize that sex is often something that people feel like is done to a woman instead of them participating, the reason why men enjoy being able to get their woman off is more of an ego thing instead of actually because they want them to feel good. For a lot of men.
No, no,
it might
I
not
feel
be for you.
No, I feel you.
But in general. Like once you take that as the general foundation and understand like, okay, like, you know, this is something that might be put out there. I never understood maybe that I was participating like it in this way or people around me were participating in it like this way. But once you take that and kind of analyze like how you talk about women when you're discussing sex or things like that, mm-hmm. you can understand, damn, like, I didn't think I was objectifying and shit, but like, maybe I am.
But let me ask you this, though, sure, right? Yeah. Like, I feel that every sexual experience is different, right? And it depends on who you have it with.
Sure.
Like, if you're having somebody that's just fun, then it's stuff that you kind of do to each other, right? At least that's my perception.
Okay.
Like, if I meet somebody and we hit it off and, you know, we like certain, you know, sexual things.
Okay.
Then we, you know, do that.
And nipples
it is
up to a battery and shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? No.
Get those jumper cables, baby. Get those jumper cables. Yes, yes. Smack that shit. Yes.
throw some hot wax on that.
Yeah. Right.
Hey. Nah. But I also
Freaky
feel like, hey, that's a whole nother side of me.
Y'all. Hey, I'll stop it right
there. He said, stop it right there. I want to know that side.
Yeah, but look. me personally, I've been more of a relationship type of person versus just having women to you know, please me in different ways, you know, or for different things, like just chilling. I just been more of a relationship type of person. So for me, when I get down with sex, it's more of a pleasure type of thing. Like, it's me and you. Like, what do you like? It's more of a connection.
It's more about a connection, not just,
yeah, not just getting my rocks off.
I'm doing it to you, baby.
Yeah, no, but look, I'm not saying that I haven't had
my object.
I'm not saying that I haven't had women where it's kind of like, well, shit, she do this thing, but I'm trying to just get that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't DJ Khaled out here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're not doing this because I saw some faces that we should not. Yeah.
But nah, but you know, again, I can only speak from my perspective. You know,
man, you know, and then we'll end it here. We can end it here if we want to. You know, a really easy way to make life so much easier for yourself.
Mm.
This is speaking from a man who's dated a lot of feminists. If they tell you that they don't want you to do something, just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's easy. If they say, look, don't open the car door for me because I don't like that. That makes me feel stupid. Okay. I had this. And trust me, I was like, but my sister said I'm supposed to.
Right.
Don't do that because that makes me feel like I'm inferior and I can't open the door. Okay, fine. I won't do it anymore.
And it's different for every woman, too. Like, you don't have to take. It varies. Yeah.
Women are complicated.
They are.
Women are complicated.
We just want you to listen. That's it.
But. See, I was trying
this
to end
is a,
it.
This is a big wormhole. I'm stepping out. I might turn off the mic.
I was trying to end it. I'm just saying, I've learned my lesson. I don't ask why anymore. When it comes to any of these types of issues, I don't ask why anymore.
We just need more. I just accept on the podcast.
I don't think we. I mean,
we need some other perspectives because, like, never mind. I'm digressing again.
See, I be trying to. What
else you got, yeah. Sophie?
Wow, my laptop is like turning off here. Okay.
Your laptop must be a woman, and Roz turning it off with all them questions.
Turning it off.
What? No, see, you can't talk about me anymore.
Well, that was
corny.
No,
that was corny as fuck. That was pretty corny, Mike.
I get one.
Y'all want to do one more topic and then go into the questions?
Sure.
That's cool.
Old misogynist ass men are trash ass Negroes. Dumbass coloreds.
That women made up.
Throwing them all, y'all. Yeah. Every topic we went over, he just threw them all in one. One sentence.
So apparently cornflakes were a part of an anti-masturbation crusade.
I really need an explanation.
Really? Yeah. I don't get that.
Wait a minute. What?
I don't get that.
Cornflakes?
Like, yes.
Cereal?
Cereal?
No, the rapper.
Okay.
Because I'm just trying to like, what?
So basically, this article really is just kind of random, honestly. I just picked it out because it seemed fun and very awkward and weird. So just to give you some brief context, in the 18th and 19th century, the Western world worked itself up into a hissy fit over the idea of people touching themselves. So in an attempt to get kids to not do that, they've tried to make a cereal as bland as possible because the idea was that peppers and very spicy foods and things like that increased the idea that you were going to be sexual with yourself or other people. It was the weirdest shit.
Who has sex the most? We do. We like spicy shit and flavored shit.
Hot sauce.
White people don't really like.
Oh, they like bland shit, huh?
Bland.
Okay, bland chicken.
Yeah,
bland
that's
all
why
that
they're
shit.
Losing.
Yeah. So, okay. I guess the creator of Kellogg was trying to be on this crusade, and he made the most bland cereal possible to, I guess, counteract this notion of whatever theory he thought. Oh my gosh. And
I wonder what their
thus,
sales
cornflakes
are.
Cornflakes were more.
I wonder what their sales are.
That's probably why I never liked that shit.
I mean, they have to put sugar on them at some point.
Well, yeah, Frosted Flakes were the shit.
Oh, yeah, Frosted all day.
Right.
And if you ate cornflakes, you put sugar on them.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
But I don't, I mean.
You mean
that
was even Frosted
Flakes? That increases. Yeah, that was just Frosted Flakes. Yeah. But usually cornflakes were cheaper.
Yeah, you sure was.
And you can get like the generic ones that just say flakes.
Yep. They just spell flakes all wrong.
They might, yeah. FLAIKS.
Right. Y'all stupid.
Yeah, a quote from the article says here, sex with your wife was bad, but masturbation was even worse. Quote, if illicit commerce of the sexes is a heinous sin, Kellogg wrote, self-pollution is a crime doubly abominable. And then he goes on to say, Kellogg's solution to all the suffering was a healthy diet. He thought that meat and certain flavorful or seasoned foods increased sexual desire, and that plainer food, especially cereals and nuts, could curb it. While working as a superintendent at Michigan's Battle Creek Sanitarium, he hit upon a few different healthy eating ideas, and two breakfast staples basically became one, thus birthing his whole
thing. That first sentence said that having sex with your wife is bad.
Oh, there were a lot of dumb, crazy, well, things that we look at then as crazy now. Mm-hmm. Was you know normal back then, but yeah, don't trust me. That's not surprising. People mm-hmm. did a lot of crazy, dumb shit. You'd be surprised,
especially those really weird, like that is Southern so Christian crazy. People, mm-hmm. like those weird teetotalers and shit.
It even says here, in the young United States, one of the loudest anti-masturbation voices was a Michigan physical named John Harvey Kellogg. So yeah, that was him. Hmm. That's very interesting.
He probably was running around the jerking was on off some like a motherfucker too.
He probably wasn't. He probably backed up and angry.
Nah,
he got rich off that shit though.
But then the next sentence says the good doctor was a bit uncomfortable about sex sneaking in detrimental to physical, emotional, and spiritual being.
Right, well, makes sense.
I wonder if he has kids. He has to have kids, right? That's who he made the cereal for, right?
He personally abstained from it.
So
see,
oh well. See?
Yeah.
Oh wow, he adopted all of their children.
There you go.
That's crazy.
So yeah.
It's a no from you.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
I'm jerking my dick. Fuck that shit. Well,
shit.
Motherfucker can't stop me from jerking my dick.
Damn right, Mike.
Oh God, I eat bowl of cereal right now and jerk my dick. I jerk my dick while eating cereal. I'm gonna fuck.
Stop saying.
I stick my dick in the cereal and jerk. I'm gonna fuck.
That's not milk.
Oh shit. No, he didn't just say that shit. You dumb
that shit is dumb. You that dumb motherfucker right there, boy.
Talking like that around Sophie. But,
you know, females don't be liking that type of talk, Ken.
Oh, yeah, see? I don't know.
See.
She's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
No, I just didn't hear what he said. But anyway, so y'all want to jump into these questions?
Sure.
Cool.
Uh-oh.
Are we done with the topics?
I think so, yeah.
Cool. Uh-oh.
Y'all spent... That was good, though.
Oh my God.
He's like, y'all spent...
That was good, though.
Let me leave it alone.
All right. Don't forget to send your questions to our Twitter or our email is themikestallon@gmail.com. The first question is from... I don't know if I can say your name, but I will anyways. Sloan. Hey. Hey guys, and Sophie, this is kind of an unusual issue, but my boyfriend has become obsessed with the idea of me being in porn and has been Googling my name.
Hold on, can't hold that.
To read one time what again through the sentence.
We sorry, Sophie. We apologize.
Has been become obsessed with the idea of me being in porn and has been Googling my name and any email/usernames I have in to try and make his point. He actively seeks out porn on websites with the sole purpose of finding any uncanny resemblances. He has sent me several links asking me if it's me, obviously it's not, and that the woman look and sound like me. We broke up recently because of his trust issues, and we have been on and off. We were good friends before this, and we had been dating for a year, but his behavior slowly became more demanding and isolating. He was paranoid of mutual friends sniffing around me and wanting to have sex. I never gave him any reason to think or feel this way. I am a one-man kind of girl, and my life is like an open book. He has access to any and everything, yet it doesn't stop his ever-increasing paranoia. I really love this guy and would hate to see him. I would hate to lose him from my life, but this is really getting ridiculous. I can't wrap my head around his behavior. What would be a reason why he's doing this? What is the best option in handling this situation? Love you. Oh, sorry. She doesn't say that. Sorry. Thank you so much for your time and wisdom.
I'm a little confused. Okay. Is dude insecure?
Or
does he want you in porn?
That's what I was confused about.
That's two way different things. Yeah. Because if he wants you in porn, then he, you know, you, shit. He just might be freaky and he just, you don't want
to. Type of fantasy. Well, I think it's the first one.
So he wants her in porn? No. He's insecure. Yeah, he's insecure. So that's the reason why he's searching.
That's why
searching.
He keeps sending her links, being like, is this
he thinks his girl is a porn star.
That's how I ended up linking
up. What do you say? Looking up all her screens?
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I think it is.
So if that's what it is.
I don't think he wants her in porn. I think he's like, is this you?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you.
Yeah.
Because
she said she broke up with him because.
Yeah.
And then she said, you know, her life is open book and all of that. You know,
baby.
I think that if you're that open with your partner, and he has access to all your stuff,
like that should make you feel some
safe. You know, you should be secure. If your old lady say, "Baby, look, here go the phone, here go the email, here go the text, here go the WhatsApp, here go the Facebook."
If you're already insecure, you're gonna find
women are good at hiding shit.
They are. They are. I feel you, Ken. But look, at the end of the day, you married, dog. What you talking about?
He was being. I can't trust a female, dog.
Oh, I didn't.
Because
I think it's in your best interest to let him go.
He's already gone.
But she wants to try to get him back. She wants, you know, because she loves him or whatever. Yeah. Nah, just let that man go.
No, you got trust issues.
Yeah. You can't. If you can't overcome that.
That stress in life, you don't need that.
I mean, personally, when I read the question, I read the entire thing. And then when you asked your question, I was like, baby girl, like, you don't have to do this. Like, it's fine. Like, it's okay. Like, you don't. I don't know how long y'all have been talking.
Be doing that thing.
I see it pulling and stuff. God, how you put that wet thing on me like that, woman? Who else you giving this to? You can't get this to nobody else. That gotta be mine only. You can't be saying this shit. You got me fucked up, woman. Give me that phone now.
Where you learn that at? No.
Where you learn that at? You didn't do that shit yesterday. Who taught you that? Easy taught me. Hey, who real posted that pussy? Easy real posted the pussy.
Right. Why you say you put that thing on?
I was mad. Like, he like, damn, are you a porn star?
I ain't never had it like that.
That's some good ass shit. That's the first thing pop up in your mind when you get done. You're like,
shit. Tricks of the trade, huh? You learn this at the job, my nigga.
Clearly, he wants you to be in a porn. He wants you to be in a porn. Yes, he does.
She don't want that stress.
If he wanted to be in a porn, he would just say it.
He may not know how. No. He may not know how to be like.
I think you're misreading this.
He's absolutely misreading it.
No,
or he's just doing his persona.
He's I think he's being passive aggressive.
Ew, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Either way, that's not a reason to stay with
him. Is this you in this thing? And she could probably be
like. Can it be?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if it is, you know.
No, it wouldn't be bad.
I mean, you know, I just wondering.
Can we do that too?
Right.
This is
weird. You got
weird.
This fantasy, a weird fantasy.
Yeah.
You look just like her.
It's not a
sound like you.
I don't think it's a fantasy. I think that dude is just really
No, I'm with you. I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
But that's weird.
Why is it crazy to you?
Like the. Look around. Like, how would you even come to that conclusion? Multiple times.
Because he went through her shit, and he probably found something, and his head just went. I've dated a girl like that. Like, I usually give girls my fucking password to my phone, because I just don't care. I don't do anything. And I've definitely had women that act like that. For what? I don't have nothing to hide.
Same. I don't give a fuck either.
It's not about hiding, though. Look, if she's like, hey, can I use your phone? Yeah, go right ahead. What's your password?
That's different.
It's actually the
same. I thought you were like, hey, can we go
together?
Here's my password.
That's what I thought he was saying, too. Okay, so since we go together, here's my password to my computer and my phone. He's just joking, man. Damn, stop making face, Mike. Lighten up, Negro.
He ain't joking, though.
That's really what he thought.
I did it first.
Here's the way you said it, though.
No, it's not. It was.
Ain't this like that new James Harden and CP3 commercial?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers just in sync. They ain't talking their own language.
They say shit. They just in sync.
I'm just saying, I've dated insecure women, and they've definitely They'll find a reason to continue being insecure if they're already insecure. Yeah,
that ain't got nothing to do with you, baby girl.
Right, that's him. That's his problem.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't sound like they're in a relationship. It just sounds like, you know, they broke up and they're still kind of sort of maybe close. But it's like, just, I mean...
You need to get you a real one.
Just cut him off? Is that what y'all
would suggest?
He
already cut off.
Yeah, she needs to cut him off because he's not
going
to change.
That's just weird. Like, I just
he's
like,
being way extra weird.
And then it just might turn into some weird stalker shit. Like, if he's sending you shit of people that look like you who have nothing to do with you, that's just weird. Because he's looking for an issue.
In porn.
That's weird as fuck.
She said it wasn't
her,
right?
I'm trying to tell.
She just put that thing on him. She put that thing on him so hard.
Might not have. It might just be he has an issue. He has an issue with trust.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, and that's not her problem.
But like you said, though, why would he go searching for that particular thing?
Because something is wrong upstairs.
Oh, that's what you're saying. He's just mentally off.
Okay. Yes, something is wrong with this dude. Like
it's like Harlem Nights. Remember Harlem Nights when
Sunshine?
He got that sunshine.
Baby, I ain't
never coming home.
Baby, I ain't never coming home.
We were almost there.
He just went to porn. It was just like, you know, damn.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we know people and we grow apart.
Should have kept that one around.
And so it's your time to grow apart. Let us know how that goes.
Just find somebody else. He can't be the only motherfucker in the room.
He can't be.
And what is good about him? Fuck. If he's going through your phone, sending you porn stars, you, baby, you. What do you like about him? Follow up. What's her name? Sloan? Follow up, Sloan. What the fuck do you like about this creepy ass, fucking stalker ass, weirdo ass motherfucker? Basement dwelling ass Negro.
So next, I either have a new question or a follow up question. Which do you guys prefer?
Send one of these follow up.
So we have a follow up email. This is from the email where the college from Tanzania. His family was Muslim, and he, you know, wasn't really experienced with dating. But then he was with the girl who was the friend. That whole thing. He has a follow-up question. A follow-up
Statement.
Response. He says, "Hey guys, this is me, Shad." Remember, he went by Shad Moss. He says, he's included that he's not a Bow Wow fan, by the way, which is kind of fucked up. Anyways, this is a follow-up email to the previous one about me and my friend's situation. I apologize for not being clear in the previous email. Me and my friend had a conversation about not wanting to date each other when she first invited me to her house and wanted at the time to make sure I didn't want to fuck. Parentheses, I was following tradition at the time, so of course I told her no. She's the straightforward type. Like, she literally told me, come to my house, but I'm not trying to fuck. And that's when the conversation started. One of the reasons I enjoy being her friend. Number two, I don't have an accent like Mike and FIFO were doing.
y'all are assholes.
And unfoo.
Hey, man, we just watched Black Panther. I'm pretty sure.
You are a lie.
Okay. You take the pussy now, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. He tried to protect the innocent. That's what y'all was doing. We just going to say that. Y'all trying.
Go ahead. And unfoo is funny. Okay, anyways, she isn't African, but she's African American. Ew. Anyways.
This is the one with the name.
Yeah, sorry.
Just come on.
Just say it. Anyways. My friend is attractive and I would love to date her. We're super good friends and she gives me a lot of insight on women. Again, I'm Muslim, so not a lot of female interactions did I have in my life back in Tanzania. In conclusion, I'll try not to date her for now. And if things get a little too extra, I'll try to resist. After some thinking and listening to y'all, I decided on this. So anyways, this is my update. Love the show. You guys are hilarious. I listen to the podcast and Dead and Hip Hop all the time. Keep it up. And then he said, P.S. Ken is just like every Tanzanian grandfather. Pervy but wise. Is that a compliment? Do you take that as a compliment?
Yeah, it is.
I do.
Okay, great. There it is.
My Tanzanian brother.
You going to do an accent?
No.
Are you refraining from that this episode?
I didn't do that.
That was Ken and FIFO.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, Mike, not Ken and FIFO, Mike and FIFO.
I don't care what you say.
you will give me the booty.
So yeah, we have a question from Anonymous. My little brother is getting bullied because he's a nerdy ninth grader who doesn't really do much besides play video games during the times he isn't doing homework. Before you guys say something like he has to stop being nerdy or whatever, just letting you know, don't jump back because y'all know you always say something like that. I wouldn't. Or whatever. Just letting you know, he's this way because my family has a complicated history that contributed to him being this way. But besides the point of this question. The question is, what should I do to the people bullying him? I'm a 21-year-old third year in college, and I do compete in various forms of martial arts. I constantly contemplate whether I should handle this in a physical way, but I just don't know what's the best way. I didn't include too many details because I know you guys hate long questions, but we'd love to hear how you would handle a situation like this if it happened in your family.
So I'm the oldest of three boys. I have two younger brothers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up, they've gotten into certain fights with some of my good friends. And obviously I had to stand up for them. And I didn't necessarily get into like a physical confrontation, but you know, I had to get up in some people's faces, you know, to protect my brother. And I think that in this instance, you don't have to whoop no ass, at least not at first, but you I know where you came from, okay? So Mississippi back in the 40s, I know that was real serious, okay? So, but in today's day and age, I think you gotta, you know, if you know that's happening, pick your brother up from school. And confront the bullies and be the big bro.
You really don't even have to confront them. You just make your presence known.
Yeah, that's exactly. You're around.
Yeah,
I'm big bro. Yeah. Keep messing with him and you gonna find out. Right. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you just kind of escalate as the situation, you know, presents itself. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have to kick some ass.
Yeah, just start putting his hands.
Hell yeah, they put their hands on your brother. Shit. You better Cobra Kai their ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you better. You better fucking wax on, wax off, some shit. Fucking Karate Kid their ass or something. But nah, for real, like, I just think you gotta make your presence known. Like, they need to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, just body slam one time.
Body whoop slam their
somebody.
Ass.
Nah, you body slam somebody, it take
that confidence out. Take that confidence out.
Who want what? Hey. Who want what?
You what? See this nigga on the ground right now.
Right.
Don't let that be you.
Hey.
Take that confidence out, man.
And then what Roy said in Book of Ryan, he said he gave him a two-piece. He said, other dude, I don't want no problem.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's why I'm like, go whoop their ass.
Body slam, man.
Body slam, that can do some damage more.
It happened to me one time. I got slammed one time. I was like, ugh.
Body slammed?
Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe I need to. Maybe I need to chill.
That was your chill pill right there, huh?
Yeah, body slam.
I was in
put
the wrong
check.
Hood.
Yeah.
Body slammed you? Man, it wasn't a true.
Don't
body
try
slam.
To like knock
no,
the
no,
shit
no,
down,
listen,
some.
Listen,
they
listen.
Body slammed you. You cried.
It wasn't a no.
Yes, you did.
It wasn't a true body slam. Basically, he just got my legs from under me and I fell back. and I thought about it for a second. I was like, you know what? Not today. I don't want them problems today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he caught me off guard. I was like, damn, he ain't like he punched me or nothing. He just I went back.
That's a good way to gauge. That's a good way to gauge someone's strip too. Sometimes when you get body slammed, like, okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
So if I knuckle up,
yeah.
Like, No, I know.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Yes. It's weird. It's
hard to explain, but
you know what's crazy, though? I've never been body slammed, but I saw somebody get body slammed.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
it's a confidence.
Wait, hold on. I thought he got broken. It was worse.
Because it's like, you have no control.
Nah.
Do they even still body slam nowadays?
I don't think so.
Don't
think kids do no more.
Yeah.
No,
that was our thing.
It's so underrated.
It is.
Yeah. It's so underrated. Sometimes you don't even have to fight.
It's a good chin check. It's a good chin check. Let me check this nigga right quick.
Yeah. Let you know. I can take your ass down and I can fuck you up if I want to. I'm just let you stay on the ground and think about it. You did that shit to me.
Yeah, right. It's so fucked up.
It fucks you up. Yeah, because it's like I feel like I could have beat him, but I still didn't try to fight him after that. It was just like it fucked me up. Yep. Yeah, man. Body slam.
And maybe teach your brother how to if you're not teaching.
Since he's martial,
stuff.
He said he trains martial arts. So
that's the only bit of this advice that I agree with.
Should have been whooped their ass, man.
That's the only
should have been out there whooping their ass.
Touch him though, not just
nah,
like
fuck
right
that.
Rip.
B.
Did they put the hands on little brother?
Didn't they say they were fucking.
No, no, they just say he's getting bullied. Yeah. Bully doesn't always mean that you get punched and stuff. Right. It just means that you get shit like that. Like yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, what you were doing to people in school. You know how it is.
They handle that shit because you don't want your little brother trying to take that video game to real life shit.
Nah, but you know, but I also feel like I think that's a life lesson as a man, too, is that you can't always assume somebody's always going to handle all of your problems.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why I didn't always just go off the deep edge when my brothers had issues. Like, I'd be like, look, bro, you my brother, and no matter what goes down, I will be here for you. But guess what? I'm not going to fix everything. Like, you got to fix some of this because you put yourself
in. It's like three of them, right? True. Didn't you say it was like three?
Y'all are acting like this is still 1978.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Y'all talking about go up here and body slam these guys. Let's go body slam. That's going to fix everything. I'm probably the only person here that really has any fucking history with bullying.
Oh, yeah, I never.
But I didn't say just body slam. The initial thing I said was presence alone.
But then you spent a long time talking about body slam.
Out of personal experience. I was reminiscing.
I get it. But what I'm saying is, in 2018, that is probably not the best advice.
I'm not. No. That's why I said my initial advice was to just make your presence known.
I get it. But you spent more time talking about body slam. Because I was having fun reminiscing.
Okay, yeah, you can clean it up. Clean it up. Yeah.
I always try to help Ron. Clean it up. But he never wants my help.
I do.
Trash. Since when do we have Saint Michael on this podcast?
No, because I know how it is. And I'm going to tell you right now, look, a lot people always, for some reason, think that if you're getting bullied, Jesus Christ, if you're getting bullied, the easiest way out of it, just go fight them. Just go beat one up. That is not usually the remedy. It usually gets worse if you do that.
Not the person himself, though.
It doesn't matter because you're not always going to be there. And that's what you guys don't get. Yeah, I'm big bro and I'm in college. You're not always going to be there. At some point, they're going to catch him when you're not around. And they're going to fuck him up.
That's why I said teach him. He needs to teach him how to fight.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I said. Ken's advice is the only one that I actually agree with here. Take your brother to self-defense class. Because one, that's going to teach him how to protect himself. And two, it's going to build his confidence up. Mm-hmm. So, because the only reason he's letting them bully him is because he doesn't think he can do anything about it. But if you're just like, oh, well, my big brother's going to come up here and beat y'all up. Man, look, let me tell you something right now. His bullying is going to get 10 times worse. Yeah. It's going to get 10 times worse.
Because they're going to be like, do it then. Not always.
Look,
it's not always.
I'm not saying always. Because having a brother
give you the confidence as well. I had an older cousin. Like
your brother beating up your bully is not going to give you any confidence.
Just the presence.
But that word to get around, though,
presence.
Mike.
Yeah, just his presence or whatever gave me confidence. I understand what you're saying from personal experience.
Okay. Like, and I know other people that have been bullied too, and they are not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to get my big brother to come fight you.
No.
And it's going to get worse.
Sometimes the big brother, you just.
I'm past the fighting thing. I never said fight. I said just body slam a fool, first of all.
Good clarification.
I'm just saying. But I'm just
saying.
There is
a difference, though.
Going back to the point that I didn't drive home is just the presence alone. Like, having that older presence, like, a lot of times, like, kids are not going to mess with you because they know it's a possibility that, that big brother might come back around.
It's not true.
Or that big cousin or whatever.
I'm telling you. From my personal experience. From your personal experience, great. But from my personal experience, when I was in Conyers, one of my good friends was in Folk Nation.
Okay.
That didn't stop anybody from bullying me or picking on me at all.
But did they know he was like, he'd ride for you, though?
Yes.
Did he ride for you?
Hold on. Because they wouldn't do it when he was around. They would do it when he wasn't there.
But and did he ever ride for you, though?
Yes. That's what I just said. Yes. But the point is it's not weird. That's what y'all don't seem to understand. It's not weird. They're not going to be like, oh, well, at some point we might see him, so let's just stop doing it. They're going to do it more. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it more. And they're going to do it when he's not there.
True.
I mean,
which is majority of the time.
He can't always be there. True. And it's not like you can really expect every single time you're picked on, well, let me go call somebody and have him ride down here. That's not the way it works.
Like all I'm saying, sometimes all it takes is just them knowing, like, yo.
Sometimes.
He got, yeah, I agree. Like, I agree. Yeah. I mean, you know, because, like I said, I had a friend that used to get bullied or whatever. And even though he had, like, my protection in certain situations. He still got bullied. You know what I'm saying? But I never was in a situation where I had to like beat somebody up for him though. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So because of that, I think that's why he still continued to get bullied. I think if I would have just like, yo,
made an
fuck
example.
With him, yeah. You got to fuck with me. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I would have made that example, maybe he wouldn't have got it bullied as much.
Or when you went up there and they actually tried you and you fucked one of them up, they would take it out on the other kid when you weren't around. That shit is dangerous to play with.
No. I understand this. I just feel like it's two sides to that, though.
There is two sides, but the best side is the safe side.
No.
The safe side is teach your brother to protect himself and don't go down there body slamming nobody and pissing off. Like,
hey man, if you got to body slam somebody,
if you have to, but don't just drive over there and be like, all right, who bullied my little brother? Oh, you? Bam!
Come get this smoke.
Now what? Yeah. Now what?
Free smoke. Free smoke. Free smoke for everyone.
Now what? Because, like, if this is, like, at school, like, your little brother is going to be spending more time with the bullies than you are.
If his brother come out there and make a statement, if y'all fuck with my little brother, y'all got to fuck with me. Even if you try to fuck with him after I leave, just know when I see you, it's going to be some problems.
Great. Yeah. And they just, hopefully they won't see you.
I'm just saying.
But they're still going to fuck with him. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, in my case.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like I said, y'all still stuck in 1978.
I wasn't born in 2018. I was born in 81.
Well, okay, you're stuck in 1990 then. We're in 2018 where you don't have to fight.
No.
So what I'm saying is the scenario that y'all are setting up is very dangerous.
No. Look,
I'm telling you, this is not the age of fighting anymore. So y'all gonna get these little brothers fucked up. Shooting, stabbing, jumping, all of that shit. And body slamming don't fix that. Y'all can, she yelled you all day.
Kicking ass, he got that PS4 controller.
Get him! Get him! Oh, man.
Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him! Working that controller. Get him!
Can't wrong as hell.
Y'all can get this. There's two sides to it, though. Like, yeah.
Y'all can get this.
Here, yeah, I'm joking.
Good.
I'm joking, but yeah, Mike does make a great point. Like, it could get you in further trouble,
right?
If your brother
in today's world.
So yeah. I'm just reminiscing, like you said, on the old days. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know, it is 2018. So
you got that another factor of social media. So it's just so much.
And Mike, I feel you that, you know, again, that violence or physical acts aren't always the way, but I definitely think you have a responsibility as the older brother to be there for your brother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, to Rod's point, I think he has to make his presence felt first and foremost. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they got to know, like, hey, bro, this is my little brother. Stop fucking with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then you kind of gauge the temperature of the scenario and you move accordingly.
Right.
But I think the first step, right, because I can't tell you what's going to happen. I'm not fucking clairvoyant or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, you big bro, you got to make your presence.
What if you lose?
And you big bro?
Bro, what if you lose?
Then you got to get a different sensei.
God damn. That motherfucker ain't working.
Because look, this is not Karate Kid. Like, what if you do show up and you jump out the car, like, who want what? And five of them roll up on you. And one of them's got a crowbar. And all of a sudden, there's double dragon.
He can handle
it. What happens then? This is not the movie.
Double, double dragon up.
One got a chain.
Yeah. Double dragon
got the throwing knife. Shit. Yeah.
Double dragon
was the shit. But I'm saying, what if that happens? This is not the age of fighting.
That was a dope ass.
I get you. Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's like.
At that point, your brother needs to jump.
All bets are off at that point. I mean.
You what?
I said, yeah, all bets are off at that point.
I just think that, I mean, I'm not trying to be a punk or nothing like that, but I'm thinking, like.
Bad to worse.
No.
And you don't want to go.
Right, that's what I'm saying. No. Like, I don't want to go from bad to worse. And I feel like if you. Yeah, I agree with y'all. Make your presence known and see if that works.
Right.
If that does not work, I don't really suggest you go up there and you body slam somebody. Because they're going to take it out.
You got to body slam the kid that's fucking with your brother.
You got to whoop some ass. All
right. You got to do something. You got to sling him around or something. Like,
you got to throw some rocks.
Like when you break him apart, you got to sling his ass to when he's like rolling on the ground.
By the feet.
I have a question.
You got to drag him.
Right. You can't just pull him off.
You need to see some dirt and stuff flying up.
It's not like a regular pull.
This dude just a follow-up question. My little brother got shot because of y'all's whack ass
advice.
Don't say nothing.
That's a whole different ball.
But it's so common. It can go there so easily.
But at that point, I understand that. But at that point, all bets are off anyway. No matter if your brother is there, whatever.
His brother could get to the point where he's frustrated and go up there and start capping them. It could go the other way around.
That's still bad.
That's right.
I'm just saying. So you got to.
That's what I'm saying. All bets are off.
The point is that the same way he can go.
Exactly.
They can pull a gun on him by you know interfering. It's the same way he can get tired of being bullied and go up there and shoot them.
Right. So he needs to try to going up there fighting everybody going
to
do
because as the big bro, he got to try to intervene now. You can't let look, man. You cannot let them whoop your brother's ass. That's just big point brother code period. number
I have a question.
I want to live in y'all's world.
Wait, Rob.
It don't matter, dog. No, if he get his ass whooped, fine. But you cannot let your little brother
it's
get his ass
letting.
Whooped.
It's not letting. What I'm trying to understand, like get y'all to understand is you do not still live in that age.
I understand
where
that.
Y'all can just go up there and fucking show up and punch somebody in the face and then everything is done.
You got a brother?
And?
He's an older brother, right?
Yes. And it did not work. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand.
I have an older brother,
and I had a good friend that was a gang member. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't always work that way.
Like people knew about him? Like the gang member?
There was only one gang in Conyers.
Okay.
Only one gang.
They knew he didn't fuck
absolutely.
Around and shit.
But they wouldn't do shit when that's typically the way bullies work anyway. They're not going to do anything if you're in a pack. They only do it when you're by yourself.
You know
and the brother is by himself most of the day.
You, though, I still think I there's
context.
A code. There's a code.
What context
you
yeah.
You just can't let your brother get his ass
Look, all I know is that we're hearing five different scenarios, right? And four out of the five scenarios, we're saying that, you know, you need to make your presence felt. And if need
no,
be.
No, that's all five. Yeah. I said that too.
Okay, but okay. But if need be, put some hands on him. You know what I'm saying? Put them paws on them. That's where you kind of disagree because you're saying, and I understand your point where, you know, that can escalate.
Which is maybe why he sent the question in.
Exactly. I'm sure he thought about, go in there and beat somebody.
He did. He's like, yo, I know how to go handle this.
He hasn't done it.
I know how to go handle this, but I don't know if I should go handle it.
Because how much younger are the kids?
Go handle it.
He said ninth grade. And he's a third year. He's junior.
Oh, he in high school?
Yeah, ninth grade.
Yeah, you gotta go handle that shit.
What did y'all think?
Yeah, fresh in high school.
You gotta go handle that shit.
Wait, Rod, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So,
trash.
No. I just was wondering, is this the same advice you'd give to your daughter?
What you mean? Wait. So she had a.
He said, wait.
Wait. So,
no, I'm just wondering.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. So I say you have a responsibility to protect your younger sister, yeah. I give the same advice to her.
And I give the same advice to
don't let nobody
kids.
Talk. Yeah. You know, don't let anybody bully your younger sister, not, especially in your presence.
And fight, right. If that's the case.
Not necessarily fight, but just make it, like you said again, make your presence. See, these are girls, so, you know, like, you know, if you have to.
Clearly, you didn't know where she was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just been
No. If you have to, sure, defend yourself. Or defend her. Don't let anyone beat her up. If you see her in some sort of trouble, yeah, you need to step in and help her.
But what if they haven't beat her up yet? Should she just go in and body slam somebody?
Should she go and body slam somebody? If she... Wait. Wait.
Same scenario, but we're swapping them out with women. Should she go and body slam somebody?
Should she body slam somebody?
See, this is what I don't understand about you. How do I know where she's going and you just ride along for
it's
the
not
fun?
That I don't know where she's going.
I'm sorry.
I just don't, like.
I'm just saying.
I am really digressing from this male-female thing.
But you're not, though, because
but,
you just
but I
you
am,
just, you just regress
but
right
I am,
it.
Though.
You just
I know. That's
it.
Why that's
you just
why I'm
jump right back into
that's
it.
That's why I'm pausing. That's why I'm pausing. Exactly. I'm backing out of it, is what I'm saying.
But I'm saying,
and
I'm
backing out. But you're,
you
but you're act, but you're helping it. You're co-signing it, though.
What? How are you co-signing?
Go ahead.
Same scenario, but what if they were sisters?
I already backed out of this conversation.
Wait, so you don't want to answer the question because
I did answer it to the best of my ability.
So simple yes or no.
What about what? Body slamming?
No. Same scenario.
No.
I got you. Trust me. I'm not gonna set you up, bro. I'm not gonna set you up.
Go ahead.
Same exact scenario, but they're sisters. Would you give the same exact advice of making your presence known first?
Yes.
Okay.
And then body slam it.
I was wondering.
Body slam is something different.
Why is it different?
Because I don't expect my daughter to body slam someone.
Bruh, yes.
Because
yes, Rod.
I don't expect my daughter to body slam
just
anyone.
Just expect it. If she can body slam,
yeah, is she good?
Yes,
yes, absolutely.
The answer is
body
yes.
slam.
Would you teach her?
No matter what it is, the answer is
if
fucking
I, if my
yes.
daughter can body slam somebody, if I feel like my daughter can body slam somebody, yes.
This is not that difficult.
No, no, no. Wait. Hold on, teacher. Sophie. Before you go, All Rod is taking your question extremely literal,
right?
No.
So because his daughter is smaller in stature, so he doesn't expect.
I don't expect her to body slam.
I know where he's coming from now.
Thank you.
At first, I didn't.
No. I feel you. Okay. But what I'm saying is that if you had a son.
Okay.
Same size as your daughter.
Okay,
damn.
What?
I'm setting up the question.
He's on defense now. He's like, I'm not falling for this shit again.
Yeah,
nigga, do it to me again.
I got to help a kid in FIFA.
Like, y'all got me once.
Yeah. I got backup now.
My question is, if your son, who was the same size as your daughter, hypothetically speaking, was in this situation, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, you would still give him the same advice as the first guy. Correct?
Yes.
Right.
If I felt like my son could body slam someone, no matter what his size is, yes.
Right.
If I feel like my son, no matter if he's 4'2", but he's a tough 4'2", yes.
Okay. So then...
I wish a midget would body slam.
But when your confidence be gone,
the lap down go outside.
For real.
Go ahead, man.
It's like that Martin episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They whooped Tommy there.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, my question was that, okay, so if your son was the same size and stuff like that, you would be like, yeah, you know, if you can and if you have the strength and stuff like that, then go for it.
Same thing with my daughter,
Same thing with your daughter.
Yes.
Now, would you teach her how to do it?
I have taught her, yeah.
How to body slam?
I told her how to cuff at the legs, like where, you know, that's the weakest part.
That's good.
So I taught her how to do that. And she could take me down. If you do it right, you catch somebody off guard. Like,
motherfucker.
No, she can't get y'all darn down. I guarantee she can.
Not
that's
me.
That's if she caught you off guard.
Me.
If my daughter caught you off guard, you
right
on
there,
your back.
Add that fork right there. Ain't that right?
Bro. It don't matter what size you are.
Me, motherfucker, not
I'm telling you, if you do it right, it don't matter what size.
No, I agree, 100%. That's good.
They gonna drop.
They gonna drop.
You should teach all your daughters fucking
right. And as parents, that's what you do. Like you teach your kids how to.
Your son don't need it. No son, I don't think he need it. He got your genes in him.
Oh, you should.
He don't need no.
Right.
I got it. Yeah. That's my favorite shit. I showed my girlfriend. She was in tears.
And you know what? I was watching that today.
And he
knew he was going to do because he looked at Ken like. He was looking at Ken like, ooh, what am I going to do? Where?
Oh, bam.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I digress again. I'm sorry.
I got to show y'all a video of the youngest one is playing soccer.
Oh,
and
God.
Some kid was kind of rubbing against him, and he got frustrated, so he pushed the kid out the way. So the kid bowled up like this,
what?
And he just pushed him aside and walked right back out of him. He dismissed
Damn.
The fuck out of him.
Damn!
And walked
That's
on.
That's disrespectful.
So then
That's
later
Ken
on,
mode for real.
And I got it on my iPad. Later on, they were running towards the sideline chasing the ball, and he came and caught him and hooked him.
With the overhand?
Yeah, because we tried, and the kid started crying, and heard his mom talk about, you better not cry.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
that's her kid, not
mine. Can't let him see him cry.
But yeah. So anyway, so maybe you're right, Mike.
That's funny. Why did you ask that question? What was the point?
I was just wondering how you were gonna answer.
Okay.
Gender equality.
All right, y'all. We gotta shut this thing down, man. Yeah. We got other stuff to do.
All right. Thank you for your questions. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or our Twitter. And until next time, we're out. We're out this bitch.
Yep. Peace.